If you want to be a wise guy, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be a strong man, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be an Indian chief, cowboy, you can do it anywhere. You can't do it anymore.
After all that buildup, this is what you're going to end up with. So what I would like all of you to do right now is for all you fat, out of shape, Cheeto munching internet geeks to keep the noise down so you can hear what real men podcasting sounds like. I am the poobah of pelvic pulsation, IYH rookie of the year for at least the last 20 years, the man with the plan. I got some other stuff, I guess. I'm President Clinton, and tonight I am joined by my good friend and colleague, the man who made Huntington famous.
That's right. One-inch biceps, the power goat. Bah! The man who tells you what to do. I am the boss, and I am the hater.
The hater?
Kind of like Bill Hader. But I think his name is like Hater. But I'm just going to call myself the Hater.
The Hater?
Yeah, because you always hear about them, the haters. So I guess that's me. Because I hate on a lot of things.
Oh, man.
You better believe it.
Well, now I'm confused. Mm-hmm. You're so lovable. How could you be the hater?
I don't know. I've been told that I just hate everything, which I don't necessarily agree with. I like some things. I don't know, the older I get, the more I hate, but it's just like, it's not like hate, it's like entertainment-wise, I hate a lot of stuff, like, I don't like movies anymore, hardly, it's very rare when I go to a movie and I enjoy it.
You don't like any movies?
I like them all right, but it's just like, I don't know, there's a lot of movies that I will not bother going to see, and it's a task for me to actually watch them, so... It's that, and then there's a lot of things that I just kind of don't really feel like bothering with. So,
sad times.
Yeah. No, not sad times. I think I'm just getting old, honestly. Do you ever get that, President Clinton? Do you ever think, hey, I'm getting up in the years, and it's like, I just can't enjoy this stuff like I used to. I mean, you probably tune in to like... I don't know, like MTV, and you're like, hell yeah, I'm all ready for some Alice in Chains, a new video. And then you tune in, and you're like, what the hell is this?
Why do I see a bunch of pregnant 12-year-olds bitching at each other?
Exactly. It's like, what is it? Oh, she's getting breast implants, but all right then.
Maybe she'll make a porno in a few years.
That kind of captures my interest for a little bit. And then the porno does, too. But, I mean, other than that, I really don't care. I think the porno caught my interest the most. But
you really only need it to catch your interest for a few minutes, though, right?
Somehow I became suddenly uninterested. I don't know what to say, but...
I am to the age that I'm at where I start appreciating things more now because I'm probably going to die soon.
Stuff starts working like it's not supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ, when did this become so hard?
I don't know.
I am getting old.
I guess we should explain that Jack had some computer issues.
Yes,
so that's why he's not here. He didn't, you know, just decide to say, fuck you guys, I'm leaving, like he did, you know, about a month ago. he wasn't meant to be here tonight.
Well, I got a text message, and it said, my computer is having trouble. Just go ahead and do the show. I know you can handle it. Call in President Clinton. He does such a fine job every time he comes on. And just do it. Do it to it. And I said, all right, I'll do it.
That's what we did.
Exactly. President, my man. I heard there was a new tape that's been hitting the scene. It's about Monica Lewinsky. She's calling you up. She's asking you, like, you know, she's going to, like, meet you out somewhere, and you're going to, like, take her to a movie or something like that. This happened years and years and years ago.
Take her to a movie? What are you... You're not even paying attention to anything.
No, it's like she was trying to, like, arrange, like, a meeting that wasn't supposed to happen, like where you guys would bump and, you know, bump into each other out in public. Nah, but like she was trying to arrange the entire thing.
Out in public?
Yeah.
It was in my giant government sponsored
home. Well, that's the meeting you only really wanted to take. I don't think you wanted
that. That was the meeting that got me all in trouble. This whole tape is the setup to it.
The tape is?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What she did was she told me to meet her somewhere because she was going to do, you know, fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And she did fun stuff, and I got impeached.
Damn. I mean, you know, it happened several years after. Well, how long was it afterwards? So then you
that I got impeached?
Yeah.
It was only a matter of time. It wasn't mm-hmm. that long.
Mm-hmm. It was just a little while, but man.
Why are we going over this?
I don't know. I just felt like talking about it.
We'll talk about the time you got impeached.
Well, that's just about happened, I don't know, never. I mean, Sal McGee, he's pretty rough on us sometimes, and he tells us, look, boys, you guys, you need to be cracking down on these calls. These people are calling in. They're just going all over the place. And I'm like, all right, Sal McGee. And he's like, no, listen. And he's just such a mean man. He always puts me in tears. I just don't know what to do. We just got to watch the calls.
We really do have to crack down on these calls. And I think some of the callers I've tried to screen out with the password have caught on, so...
They're figuring out other methods.
They're talking to each other or something.
Isn't that hard to listen to the show, goddammit? I mean, seriously, we put out several links. We do all kinds of stuff just so you guys can listen to the show. And then people just don't listen. They just want to call in, and they want to hear their dumb voice speaking. They just wanted to call in, like, listen about my bedroom suit. I just don't care. No, I don't want to listen to that.
I don't either. But they're not listening now. Maybe they got, like, one person who they all get to listen. They take turns, and then they give them the password.
I mean, Sal McGee is aware of this, and he says this can't happen any longer. No more tomfoolery.
No more tomfoolery.
This is what he told me. He said if he finds out that anybody is passing along the password to somebody else, then it's just going to be hard times. That's all he said. Hard times.
It's going to be hard times.
Exactly.
Just like Dusty Rhodes.
Exactly. Much like it was for Cody Rhodes on Monday night.
Before did you see the guy dressed like Dusty Rhodes in the front row?
He could have picked a better night to dress up as Dusty Rhodes and sit in the front row.
I guess there was a whole group of them dressed up like the older wrestlers. But he was the only one I noticed. But apparently, like, they caused quite a scene during that Orton-Rhodes match.
Oh, man.
Like, everyone was chanting for them instead of the match.
Good old wrestling. I mean, you can't find that entertainment anywhere else. You know, you don't hear about, like, Eliza Minnelli going on stage and some dude dressed up as the Hulkster's just totally outshining her. You don't hear about that. You all hear about that in the professional wrestling world.
I would like Hulkster impersonators to show up at more places and disrupt events.
You're at the Applebee's and here comes Hogan. He's got the red, white, blue running through his veins.
Maybe this is what the Hulkster should do instead of, you know, getting imposter. He should go do it, like interrupt people up at karaoke at local bars.
Listen, dude, I know you're singing your song and all that, dude, but I'm the Hulkster, and I can do what I want, dude.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. I've been to the top of the mountain, and I've been to the lows of the valley, but right now I'm going to steal your time up here at karaoke and tell everybody what I want to do.
And then Macho Man runs in. He's like, ooh, brother, I know you're doing the karaoke, but I want to tell you something, brother. I can do the karaoke, too. Dig it? How about that?
That would be something, because... Poor Macho Man, he is no longer with us.
Well, it's a fake Macho Man.
See, I was going to have the real Hulkster do it.
We need to make a movie where we rob banks dressed up as dead wrestlers. And there's quite a bit that we can choose from.
So, the premise is, it's like a buddy cop movie, only you and I are criminals. Are we in the movie?
Yeah, we can be in the movie. What
all
the
right,
hell?
So it's
we
us.
Came up with it.
And we dress up like dead wrestlers.
And they could call our gang something crazy, like the Dead Wrestlers.
The Dead Wrestlers. Ooh, that's clever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So who would you want to be?
I don't know. Let's see. Who's a good dead wrestler? I gotta be like Andre, like a short Andre. That would just leave
short
the talent
Andre.
Stumped. It's like, yeah, this man's supposed to be Andre the Giant, but he's the shortest man I've ever seen.
You know who I would do just for the irony? Big Boss Man.
Yeah, you're robbing the bank.
Robbing the bank is a Big Boss Man.
Hell
he could
yeah.
go as Repo Man, but that's just obvious.
Is he dead?
No.
They can't go as Repo Man.
That's true. I guess all the criminal wrestlers that I can think of are alive. Because Nails isn't dead.
Let's see, a good criminal wrestler. Man. I would say,
I don't know.
What's the guy's name? Oh, God. I know his name. The guy who was throwing the rock through McDonald's window.
Oh.
Ken Patera.
Ken Patera. He's not dead.
Yeah, he's not dead yet, but it'd be awesome if he threw a rock through the bank window and he just came in. He's like, cheeseburgers! And that would confuse him.
That would confuse the hell out of everyone.
You got Barty Fife reaching for his gun, and this guy's yelling cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers. They should have really given Ken Patera a cheeseburger. They were throwing him away anyways.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I mean, man, how hungry for a cheeseburger do you got to be?
I don't know.
Jeez, all that off of just people dressing up is like, have you ever had the urge... President Clinton to go out to a wrestling match and dress up as, like, I don't know, like Doink the Clown?
No, I've never felt the need to do that. A lot of people do, though. I remember when I went to WrestleMania a few years ago, there were a number of people walking around basically in their underwear and nothing else. I thought to myself, hey, you're not in the shape to do this anyways, but why would you do this?
You gotta have some stones to dress up as a professional wrestler and just walk around in your underwear all day. Because yeah. I dressed up as like Freddy Krueger to go see Freddy versus Jason And, like, my buddies, they were telling me, you know, you got to have some balls to do that, man. But I say the real test is being, like, the Hulkster in his underwear.
That would be a real test. He's not dead either, though, so.
Hulkster's still alive.
Hulkmania will live forever.
I don't think he'll ever die.
Probably not. Poor Ric Flair, I guess he's got blood clots again.
Oh, my goodness. When this happened, I haven't heard anything about it.
I read it on the board today, I thought.
Today, eh?
He's got his blood clots back, so he can't fly anywhere.
Oh. Hmm.
Or no more Nature Boy. Well,
damn.
That Nature Boy. We got the new one.
Man. You know, I heard about him being on Stone Cold's show, the podcast that he does, and that sounds like a pretty interesting listen. So
I listened to that. It was pretty good.
Was it? Like, what all did he ask him about? Did he mention Reed any?
Yeah, a little bit. He doesn't really get into it too much
there. Yeah, that'd be a rough subject to get into, I'd say.
It was a really good back and forth between the two. It really didn't stay on one topic too long. If you've ever listened to Stone Cold's podcast, he kind of tries to go point by point by point, like he's scanning down a Wikipedia entry on the guy. But they were kind of jumping all around with Flair, mainly because Flair would take it where he wanted to. As he is known to do. Yeah. But there were a few times in this podcast where, I mean, Stone Cold's trying to do the right thing, but I think it's kind of annoying as a listener. He would stop Rick and be like, Rick, are you sure you can tell this story? And Rick's like, oh, yeah, I can tell this story. And then Ric Flair would talk about fun stories, and then Stone Cold be like, you sure you can tell this story, Rick? Stop it, Stone Cold. I want to hear these stories.
You see, that's when we would not say a damn word. We'd be like, please do tell, Mr. Flair.
Do tell us about the horse and cocaine. Although he did repeat, which I love about Ric Flair, because he's got to be lying. He said that he has never done any drugs besides alcohol. And that's not true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Has he ever been busted for it? I mean, that's the true sign.
That's true. I don't think he ever has been, but...
I don't know. Maybe he's telling the truth, but he does seem like he's pretty hyped up sometimes. But.
There's no way the heavyweight champion of the world during the 80s got through that era without using cocaine.
You have to be coked out of your mind to do that many cities.
I don't see any other way around it.
It did sound like a pretty grueling schedule whenever you watch like the timelines or whatever it is done by kayfabe commentaries when they had J.J. Dillon talking about all the shows they hit in like one day. It's just like, my God.
No, I really like traveling. Really like their stuff, but my God, that being a four horseman one is a snoozer.
It wasn't exactly my favorite. I like a lot of their shoot interviews, but that one was a little. I don't know. It was a little too overproduced. It seemed like just too many like
the shower sound effects and stuff.
Yeah, that was a little much. And then. What was it? He had a question. He was like, how were the facilities? He was asking him about the locker rooms, and I was like...
How many bathrooms, how many toilets, stalls were there? Were there benches in there? How was it set up? Like, I don't care.
I don't think JJ even cared about that one. He was just like,
We all sat down. I guess there were chairs.
That's probably what prompted my question to Scotty Campbell last week. It's like, how's the facilities?
There you go.
Plus, I'm a man who needs to know these type of things because, you know, I might just have to go about using them. And it's good to know.
It's good to know. You know, sometime you might be wrestling in Greensboro in 1985 and you need to know where you can shit.
Well, this is just bound to happen anytime, you know. They're going to have these time machines made and... I don't know. I'll probably want to go back and challenge Chief J. Strongbow to a match. And
J. Strongbow.
See, more of a 70s type guy. How old is he?
Oh, I mean, you could wrestle him in the 80s, but...
You know, I mean, I'm going to be up there, too. You got to have, like, an age appropriate.
There you
can't
go.
Be just, like, this old-ass freaking hillbilly coming in the ring. And you got to have some old fucker in there with me.
Beef brought up a good point.
And I got to learn how to wrestle, too.
Yeah, we got to work on that one. I'm sure you've got God-given natural abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Beef brought up that during the Flair Stone Cold interview that Stone Cold asked him about the day Brody was killed, and Flair was like, yeah, I was in the locker room at the time, but you know, we knew he was dying, but I had to focus on my match because I had to go 60 minutes after that happened. And I'm thinking to myself, was that really the way you thought that moment?
The guy's dying. I got to focus on my match.
He's dying. They call an ambulance, but I had to focus on my match because I was wrestling an hour that night. And I'm like,
I have no value on human life whatsoever. I only care about my match.
Well, I mean, I guess if he's dead, there's nothing else he can do. Might as well go to work.
I think if, like, somebody was dying...
The crowd's out there. Gotta make your money.
I think if somebody was just stabbed to death in my locker room, I think I'd have a lot on my mind. I think other than my match, I'd probably just want to leave.
That's probably why you were never the National Wrestling Alliance Heavyweight Champion of the World.
I guess so. Man. Huh. I could have been a contender.
No, you couldn't.
I'm too worried about a man dying in my locker room.
You're too busy thinking about people bleeding out in the shower.
That is just such a grisly story, but man.
Sad
can't believe
time.
This crazy world of professional wrestling. Another man kills another one because he won't let him win.
Well, I don't know. Isn't the story
I've got
that,
pissed before when I played GoldenEye with my buddy, and I took the damn remote and I slinged it across the room, and left. I just got up and left, and then they left silently. I thought, man, that was a really awkward moment. Why'd I do that? It's just because I was pissed.
GoldenEye may be the last first-person shooter game I've ever played.
It's a good one, though.
It's very good. I used to know all the hiding spots and
mm-hmm.
tricks and stuff. I was good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still probably be good.
But, yeah, I don't think I'd ever, like, cross my mind to, like, let's stab this dude to death because he won't let me win. Throw the controller, all right. Stabbing to death, no.
Turns out, according to the Ultimate Beef, that Ric Flair was lying, too, there. He was in North Carolina, actually, the night Brody was killed, but...
Yeah. Like, we had Ox Baker on, and he told us a story about he got the movie role of, in Escape from New York because Bruiser Brody was up for it, but he got killed, so they gave it to Ox Baker instead. But, like, Bruiser Brody was killed in 1988, and Escape from New York came out in, like, 1980 or 1981, somewhere like that, so it's like... It's absolutely impossible that was the true story.
Yeah, well, we really only complain when Hulk Hogan makes stuff up.
I can see, somebody getting a little confused or something, but that's really confused. Because I've done stuff here on the show, and it's like, it's hard for me to remember, like, even if we've had somebody on sometimes. Just because we had a lot of people on, but...
Didn't you make up somebody that you thought you had interviewed?
The story is, it's like, Neil, he had a, well, Jack, I thought he had booked the guy who played Sloth on The Goonies, and I thought we were going to do an interview, and, like, I mentioned it to him once, and he was like, nah, dude, I never had that booked, and I was like, yeah, I was going to swear you had that booked. And then he looked it up, and he was like, this dude's been dead, like, long before we started doing the show. And it was like, well, I'll be damned. So I think I must have dreamed that one and just kind of thought it was real. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'm crazy.
I have no idea.
Maybe I dreamed that night that you guys started laughing at me and said I eat like a child. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
I don't remember it, but Speck does, and much like Ric Flair, he also adds stuff to that story where I know he wasn't there for other times, so.
Hey, his Speck's son's with me. God bless the man. I believe him.
He is a stand-up quality gent, but he's making some stuff up there.
No.
Purposely or not. Probably just heard the story so many times he thought he was there, much like Ric Flair here.
Yeah. I mean, he's old and senile. Got him some slack, you guys.
Don't say that to Speck's son.
No, not Speck's son.
Oh.
He's just a little crazy.
There you go. Are you ready for these matadors to show up, Incher?
Any day now. I'm just like, my God, when are these matadors going to show up? I was sleeping the other night, and I think I had a dream about the matadors.
Ole.
Ole. I was like, good God, I need that tag team to be there. So what was so wrong with the... I know they weren't, like, over or anything, but why couldn't they just use their gimmick, Primo and Epico?
It's not much of a gimmick, is it?
I guess not, but I kind of liked them together. They're a good tag team. They had Rosa Mendez. I kind of like that pairing.
I've always liked Primo. I thought he's been pretty good, but I don't know. Do I really care if there are matadors out there? Nah, go for it. They want to bring back all sorts of crazy characters. Wow. I am all for it.
Yeah, I guess it can't hurt. I mean, so they're under a mask now. I'm sure they'll still do a lot of the same stuff, but I don't know.
In terms of tag team and what they do with tag teams is they use them for about 2 or 3 months, and I guess then you only see them if they're on a house show. Mm-hmm. So
throw them in the trash.
Sit through the matadors for 2 months until Vince gets bored of laughing at it, and you're good.
Well, I'll be... Alrighty, the Matadors.
Matadors. What were we talking about originally? We were talking about Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, he had himself a match with Randy Orton, and in that match, if he lost, he's out of the WWE. I think the way Triple H put it was, you just might be fired.
Because it got set up, though, because, like, he back-talked Triple H or said that something he did wasn't nice, or it was something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it actually happened on the show or the WWE app or if they touted it. I don't know.
And they were really putting over that. He was just about to get married.
Good for him. Do they want us to send him gifts or something?
I don't know.
Is there a registry on WWE Shop?
They kept saying, Cody Rhodes, he's going to get married. And I'm like, okay, cool. And they're like, now he's in a match where his career is on the line and he's about to get married. I was like, all right. And then he loses the match and then he starts crying and he's like, and I'm... got a wife to provide for. And I was like, well, you're not married yet. You always just fill your car up with some gas and take a long, long ride.
Yeah.
The mention of cell phones kind of messed that one up, but...
Well, maybe she's got money.
Yeah, you just throw your cell phone in the river or something. They'll probably think you're dead. Who knows?
Here's my problem with this match, I guess. If you're going to have it set up, a match against... the heavyweight champion, or I guess you can't. He's the WWE champion, Randy Orton. But your career's on the line. Well, why the hell is the match not for the belt?
Yeah, you make it, you know, you got to get something out of it.
Get something out of it.
I guess that was just the lopsidedness and, like, you know, how evil Hunter Hearst Helmsley is nowadays.
He's quite the bully.
Mm-hmm.
He's not being a star.
No, he's not. He's being a bully.
Being a big, big bully. Much like the Ryback. I don't even know if he did anything this week, but he's a bully.
The Ryback. Man, has that guy fallen.
Boy.
There was a time where you could envision this man as like the heavyweight champion. I don't think I can do that now.
No, they really should have had him beat Punk. Back then.
Yeah, but they didn't.
I mean, it would have screwed up their whole storyline because it was the whole rock thing, and but they should have had him. I don't know if they were gonna really push him that hard. You got to do something with him. Put a belt on him. Don't have him lose or win three times, but by DQ or count out or screwy finish.
They've got two belts now. They could have thrown the other one on him or something, even though that one's not quite as, you know, prestigious. But, hell, it's like, yeah, what the hell? Just give it to him.
Talking about falling down the card, as I go through my unprepared show like this, Dolph Ziggler, man, does he suck now.
yeah. He was getting really over at one time, and now he's just there.
I mean, the Ryback, he went and beat him. Mm-hmm. I think that happened on Raw.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he came out, he beat up on a, was it Dolph Ziggler?
I think it was Dolph.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, that's right, because, what's his name? John Moxley. What the hell's that
Dean
guy?
Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose. He came in and beat up on him. And then he left the ring, and he's standing there, and he's like, that's how it's going to be. Yeah, attack you from behind. I don't know what the man was saying. It was something like that.
He took him from behind.
I take you from behind. That's what is going to happen, man. And then Ryback came out, and he said, oh, I'm the bully now. And he beat up on freaking Dolph Ziggler, and That's just how it went. Dolph Ziggler was trying to play like he was too proud to just, you know, call the match. The ref was like, are you sure you want to go on? Of course, Dolph Ziggler, he was like, no, I'm already pushed down far enough on the card. What the hell do you think would happen if I said I can't go in this match? Have you seen the Sin Cara action figure? He has a broken freaking arm!
I love that. I don't know if I was on the show when that happened, but the man, like, stubbed his finger and he said, no more match.
No mas.
And then Alberto just kicks him a few times. The night before, Alberto had been beat up in some bar, and he's been wrestling night in and night out. But Sin Cara, he stubs his finger. You know, no mas, senor, no mas.
I just had my ass beat in the bar the night before. And you're quitting because of a stub finger?
He was not pleased.
He looked pissed that night. He really did. Man, Sin Cara. I looked for the action figure at the Walmart and I couldn't find it. I think it's already sold out.
I just enjoyed that it was put out like that. So
it hit the shelves and he comes out and he just lives right up to his character and he just gets hurt instantly. When are they going to fire that guy?
I don't know. They got to.
They got to make a toy where he has a pink slip. It's like the Sin Cara pink slip character. Just put him out on the pink slip. That would be good times.
Good times.
Freaking Sin Cara.
So to backtrack, Cody Rhodes is fired.
He's
and fired. He's getting buried.
Yeah, he was crying about, like, I got a wife to provide for. And it's like, oh, give me a break. I can't feel that emotional for the man when he's like, I got a wife I got to care for. It's like, who cares? She can probably take care of you, dipshit.
So how long do you think he'll be gone for? Like, a month?
I hope his old lady leaves him. She's like, you're broke now? I don't think so. Going on down the road. Who's is the old lady famous? Who is she?
She was an old developmental wrestler. Old one, but she never really made it, I don't think.
Wrestlers just always keep it, you know, in the fold. They're always like, yeah.
Well, it's the consensus of the chat room that they keep so many divas around to keep the tail in-house so they're not trolling bars and stuff at night.
We need to keep some pussy around so these wrestlers can get laid.
It makes total sense. You keep an in-house supply of pussy that you know is not, you know their whereabouts, you know there's not, you know, angry people following you around. They're not going to get mugged and
what's
and
that, John stolen. Cena? You want to go out and find some tail tonight? Well, there's a Bella Twin right down the street here. Go get her.
That would make an awkward Total Divas if the cameras followed John on the town.
Totally going to get me some tail tonight. Take a back, show her my water world. You ever met anybody who has Shamu in his basement?
I have not.
I do. In both areas. When you go downstairs, you're going to meet Shamu. Twice.
Bad times.
Well, you know, I don't know. I guess if I was a dame out there and I was looking for a man, I wouldn't go so bad at scoring a John Cena. What do you think, President Clinton? He looks like quite a handsome man.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got cash and he's built. I mean,
he's got a private airplane.
He's got a private airplane.
They scoff at Daniel Bryan's house. They just go up there and laugh, belly laugh for hours. Like, look at this linky-dink little shed. This guy lives in it.
I don't know. When John Cena's broke in 30 years, Daniel Bryan will be living in that house, counting all his money.
Man, that's true. Never hurts to save your money, kids.
It's not what you make, it's what you save, kids. That's what they say. It's not what Ric Flair says, but that's what they say.
Oh, man. Ric Flair Financial Institute.
I really wish I could refinance my mortgage with Ric Flair right now.
Hey, listen there, buddy. We're going to refinance your mortgage right now after we drink some beers.
Woo!
Ooh, oh, ooh. Man.
Ooh.
So, anyhow.
I don't know.
Did you feel for Cody Rhodes when he was crying about his new wife-to-be?
No, that was way too much crying on Raw this week.
There was a lot of crying.
Way too much crying.
Mm-hmm.
You got to plan this out. You can't have two wrestlers crying on one show.
They loved it, though. They're like, let's have the big show crying. And boy, was that an ugly sight. It's just him going,
I don't want to punch a man in the face.
He unlike Cody, worked up tears. So... he's pretty good at this fake crying thing.
Pepper spray me.
Oh, man. So they had the big show out there, and he's supposed to take on Daniel Bryan in the main event. So they want him to beat the hell out of Daniel Bryan, I guess. And Daniel Bryan's like, I can take you on, Big Show. Big Show's like... No, you can't, Daniel, but I don't want to beat you to smithereens.
I guess we should talk about this whole thing because I truly enjoy it. Apparently, the Big Show, who JBL references as having a huge contract before all this happens, and it's ironclad. He can't be fired.
Well, he did have that storyline where he was like he had an ironclad contract.
Yeah, he still got it. They referenced it earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. So he's making a ton of money, according to them. So they come out, and apparently the Big Show is broke. He's broke because he made some bad investments on a couple of strip malls somewhere. There's no tenants or something. So Big Show, he's in big financial trouble, so the McMahons, they got him over a barrel here. Even though they can't fire him, he's over quite the barrel because I guess if he doesn't win the matches, he only gets the loser's share of the purse and stuff.
There you go. That makes one sad Big Show.
So that's part one of why Big Show is kind of, you know, over a barrel here. The other part is, apparently, Big Show has been Stephanie McMahon's best friend since she was 12. And I'm pretty sure Stephanie's like 4 or 5 years younger than the Big Show. So she was 12. Let's say he's 17.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they met when Big Show jumped from WCW to WWF.
Mm-hmm.
Which now, in my understanding of wrestling, the Big Show defeated Hulk Hogan for the heavyweight championship of the world when he was about 13.
There you go.
He's also Andre the Giant's son.
It's been a while since I've heard that one, but yeah, I remember him saying he was the Giant's son.
He's Andre's son. So, 17-year-old Big Show and 12-year-old Stephanie McMahon, they're thick as thieves and whatever. So she's guilt-tripping him into doing this for him, and he's broke, and he's got to do it, or else, I don't know, they'll take his house or something. It's bad times. So Big Show is in here with quite a pickle, because apparently he's now like best friends with Daniel Bryan, and he doesn't want to wrestle him or hurt him, even though I'm almost positive I've seen them have dozens of matches.
Yeah.
It's all good stuff.
I can just imagine like a business meeting with the Big Show in it. He just shows up and you're talking about your strip mall. And Big Show just comes in. He's like, no, we can't have the Starbucks here. We got to have it down here. And they're like, that's just asinine, Big Show. Why would you want to put the Starbucks there?
I mean,
I'm the Big Show.
Couldn't WWE rent some of this space from Big Show to help him out a little bit? I'm sure they need storage.
Yeah. That's true.
I feel bad. I think we should all chip in and buy a unit in Big Show Strip Mall. I don't know what we'll put in there. Maybe I can sell my President Clinton water aerobics out of there. It's changing lives, bro. It's changing lives.
You got a water aerobics now?
Yeah, I'm putting out a water aerobics DVD.
Huh?
Yeah, it's going to be great. Changing lives.
Man, I need a life changer.
Well, I got it for you. President Clinton water aerobics.
Hell yeah. John Cena's ordering up a few right now.
He does like the water aerobics.
Oh, he's got it. Freaking.
I don't even know what that means. Yes, I do. I don't even know what we're talking about. Big Show, he's crying because he doesn't want to beat up Daniel Bryan. Sad times.
Yep, he's crying, weeping Big Show. He's got like, he had this weird look on his face. He's just like, kind of like he was taking a shit. He was just, Hunter was like, you gotta do this. Punch
him. You gotta punch him. Do it.
If my boss was telling me to punch a fellow coworker in the face, I would just totally oblige. I'd just like, sure. Even if I like the guy, I'd be like, all right, I don't get the chance just to wallop somebody in the face. It's like, hell yeah. I'm going to try to knock this man out.
Knock him out.
That's got to be like the best feeling in the world, to punch somebody with your fists and you knock them out. They just go out cold.
Yeah, that's why I do it like once a week.
Do you have to pay the person, or do they just do it for you?
Well, really, when I get into my bar fights...
So you tell me I could be out at a bar and President Clinton comes up and you're like, hey, it's President Clinton, and you'll just wallop me?
Well, usually to get the upper hand, I throw a fireball at the guy first and blind him, and then he's easy pickings, just bam, down he goes.
Man. Yeah, I knew you were the president for a reason.
Down goes Incher.
You got smarts.
Yeah, I'm throwing fireballs in bar fights. Nobody messes with you after that.
That would be some shit.
I buy, like, boxes and boxes of flash paper. I go through so many fights. Throwing fireballs all the time.
Man. Anyways. would you just, like, punch somebody in the face if your boss told you to? I guess you're the commander-in-chief, so you really don't have a boss.
Yeah, sure. I'd do it.
Hell yeah. But Big Show's got to cry about it. He's got to be like, I don't want to do this.
Look, if Sal McGee called in right now and he said, look, Prez, I know you invested in those strip malls, and they're not going so well right now. So in order to keep your big contract, which I can't fire you from, what you need to do is punch Jimmy Jam right in the face. Jimmy Jam would be laying flat on the ground.
You want to punch me, Brad and Glenn? You just knock me out.
I'd knock him out. Boo, boo, boo.
Ow.
I ain't no telling how much that hurt.
Oh, man. So, Big Show's all weepy. He's coming back to the ring. He tried to leave. He's told Hunter he wasn't going to do it. And Stephanie comes down, and she's like, "Oh, it was kind of like, I don't know, like it was weird. It was almost weird. Like they're raping the Big Show or something." He was all weepy.
He's certainly crying like it.
Yeah, he was all weepy, and they were leading him back to the ring. And Stephanie's like trying to talk him into it, and she's like, "This is the best thing for you." It's odd.
Think of your family, Big Show. Punch him.
Punch the shit out of him. Oh, man. He gave that moment where he looked at Triple H and he's like, I'm going to punch you. Stephanie was like, no, no, no. And I was like, how awesome would it be if he punched Stephanie right now?
That would have been something. I probably would have jumped out of my seat if it had happened. I would have been thrilled.
That would have been pretty awesome, though. I mean, because nobody would have expected it. Everybody would have been like, man, he just punched Stephanie. And then he could have got fired.
But he can't get fired. He's got an ironclad contract.
I think they could fire him after that.
I don't think so. He couldn't fire him. Big Johnny certainly couldn't fire him.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I don't know.
Whatever. Did you enjoy Monday Night Raw this week? I got to hear your answer first before I answer, because I don't know what to say.
Here's what I will say about it. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
And it seemed to go by fast enough. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. I thumbs up, I guess. There's a lot of stuff that I thought was goofy, but I didn't get angry watching it.
Yeah, I guess I got to kind of agree with you there, because I feel the same way. It's like it didn't like suck the life out of me sometimes, like those 3 hours does. Sometimes I really feel like I've done an achievement. I'm just like, man, I watched Monday Night Raw, and boy, it wasn't easy. No. Sometimes I have that feeling. But
so do I. It's not an uncommon feeling.
But it wasn't so bad this week.
No, I thought it was... I mean, it certainly wasn't my favorite Raw in a long time, but
no. It
wasn't bad.
Yeah. It was interesting. Do you like how they're doing this whole thing with Daniel Bryan? Do you think it's kind of running its course, or do you think it's getting good? What do you think?
Well, I think it has potential.
Mm-hmm.
But once you put him down this many times, week in and week out, he's got to win.
He's got to have some sort of comeuppance.
You got to be up at the end. He's got to beat Orton at some point.
Mm-hmm.
How long can you drag that out? Because I don't think you give Randy Orton the belt to hold it for 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
So is it SummerSlam where you have Daniel Bryan do it? Can you carry the thing to SummerSlam? Not SummerSlam, Survivor Series? Or whatever 8 pay-per-views are in between those two?
I guess we'll see.
I don't know how long you can pull it out. I don't know who else you plug into that spot. Truth be told, with Sheamus out and Cena out and CM Punk doing his thing with Brock,
Cena is out.
Who else could you plug into that Randy Orton picture?
I don't know. I think it'd probably be good if, like, Daniel Bryan beat him and they had another heel come along or something.
No, I mean, that's what I think they ought to do.
Yeah.
But then, really, I guess you would have him feud with Orton for a while, but then you still need a new heel.
Hmm.
And I'm not sure who that is. Because Dolph's a baby face now. Not a very good one, but he's a baby face.
That's just one guy that they should not turn like a baby face.
I don't... Dad, Big Show? I don't know. Who do you put in there with him afterwards?
He's always weeping. He's always like, I don't want to do this.
Maybe Mark Henry? Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
The Matadors, Ryback.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, but Brock only lurks, like, you know, four times a year.
Now, that's a good contract.
He's got a pretty sweet deal.
He's like, I only do just a few shows.
Just a few shows. Not even all the televisions.
You know, though, he came back and he had that match with CM Punk, and it's just like, man, that was a good match. And it's like, thank you, Brock. And it's like, I don't even care if the man's gone.
No, I truly enjoyed that match.
Mm-hmm. That was a hellacious chair shot, too. It looked like he was just going to, like, it felt like he hit Punk, and Punk was just going to be, like, crumble. It was just like, man.
Crumple, crumple, crumple.
It's just like, I didn't know if CM Punk would get up after that. But he did. And I contributed to him eating meat again, if it's true. That's what Jack was telling me.
CM Punk. There was a story. Was it CM Punk or was it Daniel Bryan who gave up the vegan thing?
Yeah, I know Daniel Bryan. I think he did. So.
Maybe it was both of them. I don't know. Good for them.
Good. Welcome back to the fold.
Don't get me wrong, I kayfabe about being a vegan all the time, but that's because those people shell out big bucks to my foundation. But I eat a lot of steak. Hey. Don't tell them.
Boy, you were hefty, though, whenever you're going crazy eating all the meat.
Well, that was before I was getting into nightly bar fights and throwing fireballs and stuff. Bar fights, much like President Clinton water aerobics, keep you pretty thin. Burn a lot of calories.
Mm-hmm. Nothing sheds the pounds off like running for your life.
Kicking ass.
Well, eventually you have to get out of there. I mean, you can't just kick ass the entire night, so.
Maybe you can't.
My life is like a living version of Final Fight. I just walk in somewhere and I just start beating the hell out of everything. Everything that walks. Doesn't matter. People are coming up trying to hit me with a freaking cash register or something. Just beat the shit out of them.
Beat the shit out of them. I don't know. Let me scan the rest of what happened on Raw. There was the big Primetime Players 3MB match.
Hell yeah. Remember that Slater one? Looked like he had a new tattoo.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, kind of looked like it. Darren Young. They're not talking about his homosexuality.
I will say a lot of people have said, oh my God, you know, now that he's admitted to pushing and pulling it, they're getting quite the push. I'm of the opinion that they've always kind of had a push.
It kind of seems like
this happened.
Yeah, it kind of seems like they're right where they were.
Yeah, there's a lot of people trying to read into this that now that he's admitting to, you know, doing the Pat Patterson special, that they're getting a big push and stuff, and I think they're right where they were. Even before that, they were like in single matches with Punk and guys up on the top of the card. So I think people are reading too much into that.
Yeah, at least they didn't have like another rehash of Titus O'Neil's uncle. What was that character's name?
Oh.
Man, that was terrible.
That was terrible. I don't remember what that was.
I want to say Percy Watson, but I know that was a guy on NXT. So. Oh, yeah. I miss that guy. What happened to him?
I think he's fired.
Damn. Damn, Percy Watson. I liked you.
Let's see. The Miz beat Fandango. Boy, did Fandango go downhill fast, too. Remember when he beat Jericho at WrestleMania?
Not anymore.
Nope. He's losing week in, week out. And goddamn The Miz. I watched on TV and I think he's applying a pretty crappy figure four.
Yeah, but I think Fandango had to put it on himself.
My God, he's the only person to ever win more than two matches with it. Everybody's given up to his figure four.
Mm-hmm. Fandango gave up.
Ric Flair, who is supposedly the master, people would lay in it for like 10, 15 minutes, it seemed. And they wouldn't give up. Miz has it on for like 30 seconds. They're tapping out like crazy. So maybe y'all should get off his shit. Apparently he's applying it better than anyone has ever applied the move before.
Must really know what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what's going on.
Man. Good old Miz.
Good old Miz. Scanning the Raw. Let's see. Rob Van Dam and his manager, Ricardo Rodriguez. I like Ricardo, and I thought he could manage other people, but Rob Van Dam is not the guy for him. This is such an odd pairing.
Would he be better with the Matadors?
I would probably fit more. I don't think he's got to manage a Spanish guy. He just needs to manage a guy who needs a manager.
Let's see, who could use him? I'm gonna go with Curt Hawkins.
Curt Hawkins. Yeah, that'll be something. Does he still work for the company?
I think he does, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think they fired him yet.
Maybe JTG.
Man, just that good.
I don't know. Rob Van Dam is not that guy, though.
How do you go around with the initials of JTG, standing for just that good, when you're not to be seen on the show? You kind of got to change your name now.
Bad times.
Yeah, what could he change his initials to? Like,
I don't know. What's a good acronym for unemployed wrestler?
Unemployed wrestler.
I don't know. Let's see. What else happened? All right. Rob Van Dam beat Damian Sandow, and I guess they are going with the tried and true approach of if you have the briefcase, you get to lose every match you have.
Good old Damian Sandow. I need to see him cash in the belt, the briefcase. It'd be cool to see him with the belt one of these days.
Yeah, and you got two of them. You might as well do it.
Yeah, don't let him squander. Don't let him be forgotten about. Keep Damian Sandow alive.
Don't Ziggler the poor man.
Exactly.
Let's see, we had the number one contenders match for the Divas Championship.
Hell yeah, this is what I'm all about.
And apparently this is all tied into Total Divas, which I still haven't watched, but hopefully someone will recap it for me this week.
I love the way they always work in something like with their outside ventures. They always just got to like throw them all in the ring at, you know, with each other.
Well, all the ladies of the show are out there for each match, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time, yeah.
Every time, so it's like a damn lumberjack match every time they're in there. But so there was, I don't know, I guess this went to a no contest because AJ jumped in the ring and beat up one of the Bellas, but it's my understanding that triple threat matches are always no DQ, so I don't know why that happened, but it did.
I like they're going over commentary and like AJ made a remark about how she scrapped and, you know, fight her way to get the title. And then like she said this while like Natalya was in the ring. She made a comment about how like most of the divas there were just, or all the divas there were just to become like movie stars and stuff. And then Jerry Lawler was like, well, Natalya, her dad's, you know, the anvil. And then she's like, well, Natalya sucks. It's like, man.
But the putting the Divas on Raw in situations that set up stuff for the Total Divas show, what do you think about that? Do you like that they use Raw as a vehicle to script the Total Divas show?
No, not really. I mean, I haven't seen the last two Total Divas.
Oh, so. Well, we're going to need Dwayne to call in eventually. So
we will, yeah. I wanted to catch up on it, but I don't know. I just, I want to watch it, actually, but it's just, I don't know. I don't want to be bothered with wrestling. I didn't watch Raw until, like, earlier today.
I understand that sometimes.
I've just been busy with other things. So.
I don't think I've watched SmackDown in, like, 3 months.
Yeah, I guess SmackDown was somewhat noteworthy this week. Like, they had Daniel Bryan having, you know, Randy Orton spray painted the no on him.
Oh, really?
It's like, something happened on SmackDown. Normally, you can totally just miss it.
Apparently, the last few weeks, stuff has been happening on SmackDown, and I still haven't bothered to check it out. But
this concept is totally foreign to me.
It is very weird. It's supposed to just be matches that don't mean anything. But
it's very missable.
Where I was going with this Divas topic was, do you remember, it was a few weeks ago where there was this Divas tag team match and, like, the ref totally fucked it up?
Yeah. It was AJ and Natalya, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you think that happened because the ref fucked up, or do you think that happened because it would make an interesting story on Total Divas?
I don't know. You'll have to tune in to Total Divas.
I'm saying right now, I bet you that shows up on the show at some point.
Well, apparently it's their mid-season finale coming up.
That was the other thing I caught that I thought was weird. And apparently it's normal for shows to have a mid-season finale.
I know Walking Dead had one last week, but
I had never heard of this before. I was completely befuddled by this concept because it's not a finale. It's mid-season.
Yeah.
It's not like my damn, you know, Vikings show on the History Channel that I have to wait 18 months for the second season.
Mm-mm.
It's not really that long, but it seems that long.
Man, the Viking show. It'll be back before long.
Next year. Man. I still got at least 3 or 4 months. And I don't think I've watched it in 3 or 4 months.
Well, you'll get it back soon. Don't worry.
It's a really good show. I like it. I think you'd like it. You're saying you hate everything nowadays?
I like a lot of TV anymore. A lot of TV's been pretty good.
You should watch the Vikings show.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I gotta watch them damn American Pickers rip off some people. Gotta watch that Hatfields and McCoys. Not the Moonshine, I haven't watched that one, but I'm talking about like the series they had on. Kevin Costner.
Ah, yeah, I always meant to watch that. I never got around to
that. It was pretty good. It wasn't the greatest thing ever, but it was all right. What else? I don't know. I watch a lot of crap anymore. You know, the Boardwalk Empire is about to come back. I think it comes back this week.
That is a show I've got to watch. Everybody's told me to watch it. I think I'd really like it.
Do you watch The Sopranos?
Yeah, I watched some of that.
Yeah,
I watched it,
I want to say it's as good as The Sopranos, but it's pretty good. You need to check it out. Oh, gosh. I watched The True Blood, but it's getting pretty silly anymore, so I'm not too crazy about it. But I still watch it just because I like the characters.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just like why you watch the wrestling.
The wrestling.
You see how I did that right there? I tied that in.
Oh, I watched the wrestling.
That's from all the practice I've got from doing the show, tying it all together.
Well done.
I know. I think we covered Raw.
Yeah, we covered it. We can.
If we didn't, you can tell us, I guess.
Yeah, you can call in and tell us and all that.
Did you watch Impact?
No, sir, I didn't.
I don't think I did either.
I don't know. It's just like, I kind of want to watch Impact, but it's just like, I cannot work up the juices to watch it.
I think I heard people say it was a really good show.
Mm-hmm. They can use a few of those.
But they didn't like a couple things on it. Like, all the wrestling apparently was good. is the consensus I got. And then people were mad at the Hulkster about something.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the crowd went nuts for the Hulkster. Which is the day, because I can see it on my Twitter feed. People are, it's the weirdest dynamic because people are always bitching about the Hulkster and like, oh my God, Hulkster sucks. And then you can see it because any time they do the live show on Impact, the Hulkster is just got the biggest reaction of the night. And my Twitter feed goes crazy like, oh, who are all these marks? Oh, these are horrible people. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, freaking Impact.
Freaking Impact.
It kind of just seems like they're falling apart. You know, you used to never hear people bitch about Dixie Carter, but you're getting a lot of people anymore coming out, and they're like, Dixie Carter's just an idiot.
Dixie Carter is an idiot.
Yeah, I've been saying it for a long time, but now people are agreeing with me, so. It's like, huh. It's like, I just kind of like doing it. I never even met the woman.
Sad times.
Mm-hmm. Saying like she doesn't know how to run a company and everything, and she even has Vince Russo saying that. That's pretty bad.
It is pretty bad. Apparently, Jack is back up and running.
Mm-hmm. Actually receiving a call right now, so. Yeah. Hello?
Oh, man!
Oh, man.
The Nate Shavar!
Yes.
Jackie Jones there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just got back from my sensitivity training, and, well, it was good.
You had a sensitivity training?
Yeah, I started, it's a new way of Jackie Jones. This happened last week. Annabelle Lecter decided that we need to be more sensitive, and, so I no longer can use certain words.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just an all-new guy. The name of this is the No Fag. Don't Be a Fag sensitivity campaign. Now, don't be offended because it's fag, and the A is the at symbol, so it's not a derogatory term.
Uh-huh.
And I can't talk about Nazis. There's no gay slurs, no racial comments, no religious comments. I can't talk about putting box men in an oven, for example. No gender comments. This was specifically about me. I cannot. I have to treat women as equal human beings as they are meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cannibalism.
Yeah.
No midgets. I can't refer to Dustin, you know, about him humping legs. I mean, that's just not a sensitive thing to be doing. No rape of any kind, you know, person to person, animals, vegetables, mineral, none of that. Can't condone heinous acts. No necrophilia. No sexual deviance in general. Can't hate children. Basically, it's a new me. It's a sensitive guy. Everyone is human. And we're all here as one. And I'm hoping that the Nature Boy, the internet icon, Jackie Jones, can use Interhead as our platform intro to help make everyone better human beings.
Okay, then.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good time, I guess.
Yeah, I thought you would be happy.
I'm not sure. I'm not, you know.
Something you stand behind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it might reduce me to a guy with a hat. I might have nothing else going for me anymore. But I will be a sensitive human being. And if not, if I can't control myself, I already have three strikes against me.
How many strikes do you get?
I just think every strike, I get some form of punishment. Which I'm not sure what it entails yet.
Kinky.
Might be a good time. I cannot condone that behavior. That could be a strike itself.
Well, this is all a little out of left field for me, so I'm not sure what's spurring this on, but...
No one special says no mineral talk. I can talk about minerals, but I cannot talk about either raping a mineral or raping someone with a mineral. So, like, I cannot be like, you know, I'd really like to, that person deserves, you know, to be anally raped with a stone, with a boulder. That would be something the old Jack might say, but currently, this is only 2 weeks, I would not say such a thing. Normally, I mean, I'm, you know, rape the left and right. Well, rape's never hurt anybody. But right now, I would not say such things.
So, who's keeping track of these strikes for you?
Well,
are people tattling on you?
Yes, basically.
You fucking marks.
Man.
But if you would like to go to break, we can come back. My computer is now up on the men's.
Uh-huh.
And we can do an all-star edition in your head, the three of us. What do you say?
Okay. This is an all-star edition.
There we go.
Yes. All right. You know, Sal McGee, he tells President Clinton and myself that we're going to get fired. I'm sure he's going to crack down on you at some point, Jack.
Well, I died. It's a new Jack. I'm sure he'll be very happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, you know, if you want to call in, the number to dial is 508-644-8503. You can call in, talk to the Nature Boy, the new Jackie Jones.
Roman!
Call in, talk to the 1-inch biceps, the Power Goat.
Power Goat!
And President Clinton, the pooba of kick ass.
I don't know what he does.
I don't know what I do.
Kicked a dude out of the chat room earlier.
I did.
You did? Who?
I don't know. Some putz.
There you go.
He's not here anymore.
He was just being a troll. So anyhow, we'll go to break. We'll come back and we'll be live and infectious. We're going to have some good times. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Oh, man.
What up, y'all? This is Violent J from Insane Clown Posse, and right now you're listening to In Your Head Radio. Know something about it, bitch!
All right, we're back once again here at In Your Head Wrestling Radio, and I just called in a few minutes ago, but I am the internet icon, the pride of the pilgrims, and the nature boy himself, the Jackie Jones, and we're ready to rock with an all-star extravaganza of in-your-head goodness here, because not only am I here, not only is my right-hand man here.
No, I'm here.
But the left-hand man is here.
That's right, I am.
Exactly, and we're here to talk about the world of professional wrestling. Good stuff. So, I heard you guys talk about Raw. The Big Show, he was just crying. And you know what? I think that is good, venture. Because it shows that a man should not be ashamed to show his feelings. And boy, did he ever. Wow.
He showed his feelings over and over.
Yes, he did. For a good, like, 20 minutes, well, probably like 3 hours, a man was just, tears were just flowing, and he just cried and wept while your top baby face, Daniel Bryan, he just was sitting there, like, he just was totally destroyed, like, every single week. It's really, you know, get behind this guy who just gets decimated nonstop. And he couldn't fight back at all, just sat there, held up for 20 minutes while the Big Show cried and contemplated if he should punch him. And even before that, during their match, and I know you guys already went over this, but I'm saying it again, they are wrestling, and he's your top guy, Daniel Bryan, the guy everyone wants to get behind. And he's wrestling a man who will not fight him back.
Mm-hmm.
And still getting his... just. Decimated, getting destroyed, getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who looks good in this.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think it made Daniel Bryan look very good, because Big Show's just like, I don't want to just destroy you. So,
Yeah, so he, but he's, I mean, it's on so many levels. He's fighting a guy who doesn't want to fight him, so he's, you know, hitting this poor man who doesn't want to fight, and then he's getting destroyed by that man who doesn't want to even fight him, and then that guy, he's just crying like a baby for hours, and then the whole roster is forced to stand there and watch and be subservient to Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. I'm not sure who we're supposed to consider a hero here. To me, it's just they're just a bunch of I don't know what the word to use here. I'm about to say they're a bunch of pussies. That could be a strike. I don't care. They're a bunch of pussies, and they're all subservient to Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. It's like that Dixie Carter segment, only on a bigger scale. And I defended the pay-per-view. I liked that when he was cheated out of the title. I liked the following Monday when he was beat down. Last week, I started to think, okay, well, more of the same. But this is 3 weeks in a row where the man is just totally destroyed. Hmm. Not by one guy, not beat up, and he comes back. He gets just totally destroyed by like seven or eight guys, and it's not pleasant. It's not something that I enjoy.
Well, we kind of mentioned that earlier when we were talking about how he has to get like some comeuppance at some point.
Yes.
I guess he did with the car thing where he spray painted yes all over it. But
no.
I mean, in their eyes, that was like some sort
that's,
of like
that's
comeuppance.
That's pathetic.
Just spray painting a man's car. If I spray painted your house, would you care?
He's not a 12-year-old trick-or-treater.
If I walked up and I just said, I wrote "ba" all over your house.
McMahon's house? He's going to go light like a paper bag of dog poop and put it on Stephanie's doorstep?
Well, she stepped on it. She wouldn't be happy.
Bad times.
I don't know. That might be a good television segment. Lighting a bag of poo on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Or stomping it out.
Terrible.
I said earlier how great it would have been when Big Show stopped and acted like he was going to punch Triple H, and Stephanie was like, no. If, like, he just punched Stephanie, that would have been pretty awesome. Do you agree with this, kinder sensitive Jack?
If he would have punched Triple H, and Stephanie's like, you're my giant. I knew you since I was 12. When did Big Show go to WWE? Like in the late 90s?
Well, we talked about this earlier. Clearly, he was like 17 when he went to the WWE, so he beat Hulk Hogan when he was 13 for the title. The man is accomplished.
Because we're pretty sure there's only a few years difference between Stephanie and the Big Show.
Yeah.
I guess Stephanie likes to act like she's some sort of teenager still or something. He's like, oh, I'm just a 20-year-old. It's like, no, Stephanie, you're pretty old nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You're
so
not
what
quite
did she marry Triple H? She's 13.
I guess so. Macho Man was really in the wrong.
Yeah, she was like two.
I mean, boo on Macho Man. Whoa.
Right. Not so macho. Of all the things to make up, that is such an easy thing to fact check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like every fan was probably scratching their head on
is
that.
Is he
and there's
just
some
now
dumb wrestling
Andre? Are we just supposed to believe he's Andre the Giant now?
Well, he's Andre's son. Maybe Andre was bringing him around to the matches.
Will Andre be written out of history like Benoit? He'll be Benoit.
Why would you Benoit Andre?
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve that.
I don't know. I'm thinking since, you know, Big Show is Andre's son, maybe he was bringing him to towns, and that's when they met.
Do you think Giants just all look alike to her?
That could be it. Giant French ones or American ones.
I was watching someone posted these old Memphis promos on the Facebook page, which... If you're not on that, I think part of In Your Head, you're missing part of In Your Head. Because In Your Head is the show itself. But all week long, you can go to facebook.com/group/IYWrestling, and it's good times. You can see like a 300 replies to a Raw. And it's and it's mostly about AJ Styles for some reason. But anyway, you can go find it. It's great times.
Hmm.
But there's you can find out that the Songman's favorite wrestler is Mia Samimi or something. I don't know. Mia Yim.
For an hour.
Yeah. Well, there are good stuff on there, though. What I'm saying is you can go over to the Facebook group, and someone was posting these. It was stuff from Memphis, and it was the name escapes me right now, but it was some big dude from I know New Jack had mentioned this tag team being like an inspiration for him. Here it is. Mr. Kareem Muhammad. And he's there cutting this promo on Jerry, not Jerry Lawler. It was Jerry Jarrett, who supposedly, I guess, was making a comeback at this point in time. And it was that old Japanese wrestler who was there for a long time in Memphis. But he's like, he's saying, he's like, I might get Tojo Yamamoto. I might get in the ring with Tojo and have flashbacks to Vietnam because all you look alike to me.
Obviously, you can't condone that.
No, I cannot condone that. So I'm saying that was a heel because you, as a tender, kind-hearted man, I would want to see that heel put in his place for his ignorant behavior. So he should be beat up or talked to, put in a corner. What if that could be a new match? The corner match. Where instead of beating the man senseless in like a cage, you have to put him in a corner.
Have him face the wall?
Yes. Loser sits in the corner and faces the wall.
This sounds like something Sal McGee would book.
Maybe Russo.
He'd have to fork in a pole.
Oh, yeah. They asked him about that on his recent U shoot. Or not the U shoot, the timeline. And he just gets this big grin. Like he is just in total enjoyment. He's just loving the world. And he just, like, anything on a pole is hilarious. And you can tell by the look of just utter joy. He is totally serious. The man just loves anything on a pole in a wrestling match.
I appreciate him for doing that now, because there's a whole lot of stuff that I do just because it makes me laugh. So I totally get where he's coming from on that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I think the best had to be in Judy Bagwell on a pole.
Mm.
Yeah.
I kind of think his booking is like, if you've ever listened to Tom Green explain why he made the movie Freddy Got Fingered, and he said he made Freddy Got Fingered because he wanted to see how much just like total, you know, idiocy they would let him get away with. He would come up with these ridiculous ideas, like sausages, you know, tied to his face, all these just awful ideas, and they let him do it. And I think Russo might be the same way. He's like, he knew this, all these things on a pole were awful, but let me just see how much I can get away with. And I think if you look at Russo's booking that way, you can at least come out with like some type of respect for him.
I tell you what, I don't want Vince Russo to ever book anything again.
Mm-hmm.
But all these shoots he's been doing with kayfabe commentaries, I've thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, I didn't. The U shoot wasn't too good. The live U shoot, but since then they've been great. His guest booker, I will say it, it's totally straight face. I'm dead serious. It was way better than Jim Cornette's guest booking. They both guest booked the Invasion, and not only I find both of them entertaining to listen to, but I actually thought Vince Russo's ideas were much better than Jim Cornette's.
A whole lot better.
Yeah.
Because it did involve Dusty Rhodes in a main event feud.
Yes. And then really shooting on each other. It's, I don't know. That guest booker with Jim Cornette, where he rebooked the Invasion, it was literally worse than the actual Invasion.
It really was. And no mention of
why it burned Ronnie Garvin's face. No, I was very sad about that. So I also, because kayfabe, good people at kayfabe commentary, he sent me a bunch of shoots, and the one was the Russo one. There was a few other ones. I just watched the Awesome Kong one, and I don't think it's quite on the level of the Russo one, but it is very good. And she really buries Dixie Carter. saying that while she was there, and you, we always heard this, that the, apparently the knockouts were like the highest rated segments on the shows. Yet they were paid very badly, a lot worse than the men, even like low level guys. And something I didn't think about, but the fact that it is owned by a woman, yet she's paying the women a lot less, that is very very bizarre. You think if anyone would understand that the mentality, like a woman getting paid this for the same amount of work as a man, it would be another woman, but apparently not.
But not a dilettante like Dixie Carter, who grew up with money.
That's true. And she also said that was the only one the only copy that she got gypped on a pay was by TNA.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty bad, too, when you're at, like, the National Guard Armory, and they pay you.
Yeah.
And then, like, you go to TNA, and they stiff you on the money.
Mm-hmm.
There were those reports that Viacom wanted to buy TNA, and I'm thinking to myself, anything to get rid of Dixie Carter out of running that thing, it's a good thing.
I agree. I agree. People, and before we go on, I just want to say one more thing about the Awesome Kong one. She talks a lot about getting her freak on, and at one point in time, someone sends a question in about her favorite position, and she actually acts out her favorite sexual position with Sean Oliver. So if you've ever wanted to see Sean Oliver, you're pretending to get it on with Kong, pretending to hump Kong, get this DVD.
Well, I think you just sold a million copies.
I think so. And she doesn't like. She didn't like Japan Insert because the men were very small, and she's a big man who can bend her.
Well, I guess she'd like a guy like me then.
Titus O'Neil and the Inchman.
I could do that whole, like, scream he does. I could do that. Mm-hmm. She'd just think it's the same dude.
Could be.
Just the white version.
Mm-hmm. So many things I could say, but I can't until 2 weeks ago.
Sad times. How did you get roped into this?
I don't know. It just kind of, she said it, I agreed to it. Kind of second guessing it.
Whatever. Good for you.
I've got the three punishments coming up, but I subsume will be a video on video as well.
Will they ever make the air, though, is the question.
On the recent one, just the cheap plug insert,
mm-hmm.
I was challenged. She challenged me on video because I've claimed that I can do this. To tie a cherry stem in a knot with my tongue. Now, if that interests anybody out there in the Headyverse, seeing me attempting to tie a cherry stem in a knot with my tongue, you can see that on the newest Dinner in a Movie.
Now, is it totally your tongue, or is it like the roof of your mouth?
My tongue.
Just the
tongue. In my mouth with my tongue.
Oh, okay. Because that would be pretty damn difficult if you didn't use the top of your mouth. I think it's difficult no matter what, though.
Mm.
But,
all right. Well, we do have a caller here.
Uh-huh.
So before we have a caller, we were talking about the possibility of TNA being sold. And I wanted to bring up, I know people, like they're all against Hogan and Bischoff and all stuff. You know what? Could they do worse than Dixie? There was a time Nitro was the number one show. It was beating the WWF, which was the mainstay promotion. They were beating them at their own game. Mm-hmm. He revolutionized the way we look at wrestling. So many things that we still see today started on Nitro. Some of it started on ECW. Nitro took it to a bigger stage. But nonetheless, the live show every week, you know, all-star matches every week, kind of like the stories that would progress week to week, so much of that stuff, the Luchadors, the Super Juniors, so much of that stuff because of Eric Bischoff and Nitro. Now, why are people so against him getting another chance with TNA? Why not? Could he do worse than what we've seen in TNA?
No, I don't think he could. I mean,
if you think about the people who have experience doing this sort of thing, he's like the only other guy.
That is true. Huh. Oh, I guess, like, only if you got, like Bill Watts or somebody like that.
Bill Watts. Someone from, like, 72?
Like, who else could you get that would even, like, compare, I guess?
Let's take the mats away and no more high spots and,
Now, I will
let's
say,
get rid of these dames wrestling.
I have always stood by the idea that you don't want to go back to the Paul Heyman, to the Eric Bischoff, to the Dusty Rhodes. You want to find the new Paul Heyman, the new Eric Bischoff, the new Dusty Rhodes. Someone with new ideas, but you don't want the new Dixie Carter. You don't want the old Dixie Carter, so get rid of her. Let's try Bischoff and Hogan. Hogan's never actually run a company. The man's the most famous wrestler of all time. He probably knows something. Give him a shot. I doubt he's going to be out there wrestling every week, so he's not going to put the belt on him.
Put the belt on me, and I won't wrestle any weeks.
Maybe it'll be awful. Maybe it would be the shits, but you know what? It would probably entertain me. I'd probably laugh.
I actually would really like to see the Hulkster strumming the TNA title.
I would, too.
They should bring in, I don't know, like Bundy and have him wrestle him.
Look, now, just think about this. Now, some of these like popular movies are like a Batman dying. You've got these movies with all the old has-beens doing action again.
Oh,
whatever they're what is that called? The Expendables.
Expendables.
You got remakes of all these classic things. You've got they do.
Making a new Rocky movie.
Yeah, a new Rocky movie, a new Rambo. Even Unforgiven before, I know that's late, earlier, but they did that Unforgiven, and then he came back as this old racist guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, the idea is people are nostalgic for their old heroes from the past having one more run as an old man. So, you got Hulk Hogan out there as old man Hulkster, and then you've got a legion of supervillains coming after him. One more shot to end Hulkamania. King Kong Bundy, Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Mm-hmm. That dastardly Christopher Daniels and his Apple team.
Ah, Christopher Daniels.
One.
I screwed that guy.
One man gang.
Gold Atlas, the one man gang. That's a good one. Paul Orndorff. Why not?
His one tiny arm.
What?
His one tiny arm.
Man, yeah, Rez, I can't believe you went there.
The new gimmick is the one-arm bandit.
Ric Flair wants to wrestle. He can go for it.
I'd like to see that. Ric Flair, why not?
There you go.
Kamala and Mechanical Kamala.
Bionic.
They build him like a robot body to wrestle in. I don't know.
$6 million Kamala.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes, that's back in the day when it was the $1 million. What was that show?
The $6 million man.
He fought a robotic Bigfoot. They could do the same with Kamala.
Who trapped us in the lobby that night? He can wrestle the Hulkster. I can't even think of his name.
He was one half. Let's put it in these terms. He was the Marty Jannetty of the Jive Tones. Where Pez Watley was the Shawn Michaels. So that will put it in perspective.
Well, Pez Watley was one of two real black wrestlers.
Just him and this guy were the only two black wrestlers.
What the hell was his name? I never thought I'd forget it.
Sweet Cheeky or something. Huh?
No, it was...
Daddy.
He talked to us for like 8 hours.
I know, until I got a mysterious phone call.
What? How did that happen?
Yes, Iron Sheik! Nikolai Volkov!
I would like to see the Volkov-Hogan match.
Yes. I'm pretty sure the Iron Sheik cannot go.
Dr. D. David Schultz!
Now he
Cowboy
could probably
Bob Orton.
Yes! The Ace! Roddy Piper! You could, this would be amazing! You wouldn't want to see this intro? Would you rather see that? Let's be honest. Would you rather see Hogan versus Bundy and Dr. D. David Schultz and Nikolai Volkov? Or would you rather see Sam Shaw versus the new Suicide?
Well, you do make the other option pretty tempting. But I think I'll have to go with Hulk Hogan versus Dr. D.
See?
Tiger Conway Jr.
There we go. Bring him in! Tiger Conway Jr. versus the Hulkster. Be awesome.
I was and never was, and I'm pissed! And I'm going to beat you, Hulk Hogan.
If it wasn't... He was supposed to be the first black champion, and then they let Darren Johnson do it.
What? Damn Darren Johnson.
Oh...
That's one conversation I'm glad I wasn't a part of. No, I'm glad I missed the fan fest for.
It was a it's a memory. It is a memory.
It is a memory.
They need to like get a rollout where like the real old timers who were never anybody to begin with, they can't like pester the fans too much. They need like a hook to grab them and just drag them off or something. These people are paying money, you know. They don't want to just stand in the hallway and talk to you for.
Don't get me wrong. There were some people I probably would have rather had that conversation with. Like drunk Tommy Young would have been fun.
Mm-hmm.
But Tiger Conway Jr. is just very nice man, but. Mm. Boy, did he talk for a very long time.
There's something else I wanted to talk about, Raw. I know you guys might not have brought this up. Was during the Bray Wyatt promo, JB, I don't know, the Lawler called him the Minister of Sinister, which is totally a copy of the Sinister Minister.
Mm.
And so I went over to the Facebook intro, which is the social network platform.
I'm aware of it, yeah.
And I went over to a James Mitchell's page because we are Facebook friends. You know, we're buddies, we're tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted that because basically I was trying to stir the pot. And I was like, oh man, they just called him the Minister Sinister. And he replied to me though. He's like, oh, well there goes the proposed Sinister Minister ECW classic figure that was in the talks. And then he went on to tell me that actually, when Paul Lee thought of the name, he told him that there was another wrestling personality manager, I believe, that used the name in the 70s in the territory days. And that he was not mad about it. But I'm sure it's a little bit, always got to hit you a little bit when someone just takes your name, basically. But he was very cool about it. He is a very cool guy. He was one of the highlights of the fans.
It's got to suck for, you know, somebody. Mm. The new Nature Boy.
Oh, man! You know what? Ric Flair took it from Buddy Rogers.
Buddy Rogers took it from the cartoon.
Exactly. And none of those people stole it. They didn't take it. They were born to be the Nature Boy. Others have tried and they failed. And I won't name any names. Scoot Andrews, but
Roger Kirby.
This man that you are talking to, Andrew, you've known him for a long time. You have known him for years, probably longer than you wish you have.
What?
You know that I personify the Nature Boy spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going to wait for you to reply because I know it's true. And we're going to go right to a phone call. We've got...
Well,
he's calling
you
in to hear a more softer, a more gentler, a kinder, a more sensitive Jackie Jones. We have on the line himself, Dwayne.
I believe my official title is the official Total Divas correspondent, Dwayne.
Aren't you glad you came back, Jack?
Everyone has a reason to be here, Andrew.
Well, I think you're going to break your little arrangements there, Jack, because Dwayne, have at it, my friend. Total Divas.
You know, that's right. Last week I was down on the show.
Mm.
I didn't really enjoy it. This week they were back to form. We had Drunken Bella Twins. We had Vibrators. We had...
Wait
Justin
a minute.
Gabriel.
There were Vibrators.
Do what?
There were Vibrators.
That's right. One of the Bella Twins found the other one's vibrator. And she was very upset about it.
That's classy.
You know, if I went into a room and I pulled out, like, Jack's fleshlight, I think I'd feel bad if I just start, like, taking it around. Like, look at Jack's fleshlight. I think I wouldn't want to do that.
Now, if you found my fleshlight, Andrew.
Uh-huh.
Now, what orifice would you assume I would be using?
Well, there's only like one.
I'm keen on these devices, but you can, from what I understand, you can buy several different the orifices to fit your desires.
Aren't you going to start manufacturing these?
Yes.
Am I spoiling something here?
I can't talk about it. But Annabelle and myself, in the near future, you can buy some sex toys from us at the conventions.
I always wanted to bang the internet icon's ass. No, I can't. In the privacy of my own home.
Well, there you go. See? I, as a sensitive man, would want to fulfill the desires of everyone out there, so if they would like to do that, they could do it through the internet icon fleshlight. So, Incher, I would endorse your desire to have anal sexual pleasures with myself in the privacy of your own home via... A facsimile of myself.
So this week was Natalia's bachelorette party.
Uh-huh.
And Brie Bella got really drunk.
Can I make a mold and have like a big hemorrhoid hanging out?
You can do whatever. I don't condone such sexual deviancy, but whatever floats your boat in.
That just got done at the Wendy's version.
If you want to tongue the hemorrhoid on your fleshlight after you've freshly used it, that is your business.
Dwayne, what were you saying?
I tried to
man?
Get you out of this.
Uh-huh.
I've done my best here.
No, I'm not worried about the fleshlight conversation. I just thought you wanted to talk some Total Divas. You always do.
Yeah, that's why I called in.
You want to talk about hemorrhoids and banging me? I don't know.
I said that in character form. I wasn't necessarily being serious.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's like, Jack, somebody just told me Darth Vader was a character in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought he was just a big bully.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne.
Is that a reference to something? Because Triple H tweeted that exact same thing today.
He did?
What?
He did.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, my mind is blown. I'm thinking just like Triple H now?
I swear, if you go look on Triple H's Twitter, there's a tweet where he goes, someone just told me Darth Vader was a character in the movie.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was just a bully.
Oh, my God. Well, I can't believe that I just said that word for word.
Come on, Incher, be a star.
Now, you used to be a bully. Were you bullied, Incher, or were you just strictly a bully?
I never said I was a bully.
I thought you used to fight people.
I had fights, but I wasn't, like, bullying people. I wasn't, like, you know, stealing people's lunch money or anything like that, if that's what you mean. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, Jack, it just has to come to blows for the other person to see what you mean. You just gotta pop them in the face one, and then they'll understand you.
Uh-huh.
We didn't all grow up.
Control myself! Go on.
We didn't all grow up like a nice neighborhood and being coddled by our parents and stuff.
No, I mean, Incher went to school and there was blowing going on and he was getting it in the face every once in a while. I understand that.
No, I said you gotta.
You're taking one in the face. I understand.
Throw a punch in somebody's face. That's what you gotta do.
If they got it in your eye.
You know, it's no surprise that you would be going into the sex toy business.
No surprise. Maybe you can sell one to the Bellas.
That's exactly true. Now, President knows the details here, but I can't say until they're actually produced. But in 2015 is something to look.
It is real.
That's
real.
Kind of my reaction there, Dwayne.
I don't think I'm going to listen to this show anymore. I think I'm drawing the line.
Are you pulling back your Total Divas Correspondent title?
I mean, I'll keep that up,
sir.
For another 2 weeks, I guess. But now, I did want to clear up, Bill, your confusion earlier about the mid-season break.
Okay.
Originally, the season was only going to be 8 episodes. But E was so happy with the rating, they want to film 6 more. And so the show will be back on in November. So it's really only like a month break.
Well, there we go.
Huh. Well, thank God for that.
Mid-season break, just like Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead.
Yeah. I did not see.
Nobody cares about this show.
Yeah, I didn't see the last two Total Divas, Dwayne. I wish I would have watched them so I could talk about them a little bit with you. But
I thought this was like your baby. This was your bread and butter.
Well, see, that's the thing. I can't like if I kind of like enjoy something just a little bit. You're always like, oh, he loves it. He thinks it's the best thing ever.
I don't know. Every week I can. Last 2 weeks I've been on here, you were like salivating over it, and like you were saying, it was marvelous, and like giggling like a little schoolgirl, and like you were genuinely like touched by this show.
I'm pretty sure Total Divas gets consistently a higher rating than TNA, so
yeah, that's
I'm
true.
Pretty sure it blows them like out of the water.
That is how you gauge like what's good.
Well,
Transformers is the greatest movie ever made. Look at the money it's made.
There you go.
Way better than Goodfellas, Godfather.
Well, I don't think you could argue TNA is better than anything.
it's below everything. Anything TNA.
I watch TNA over this Total Divas. I don't consider Total Divas a wrestling.
Well, you're an idiot then, because Total Divas is amazing.
I don't know. I mean, I find it be a pretty amusing show. It's kind of funny in parts, but
I am curious about what happened because there were vibrators in a bachelorette party. Is my understanding? Is this?
No, they weren't
fun?
Connected.
No. Okay, that's not as fun as I thought. Then
I saw someone on Facebook mention that if you look closely, and this did not impress me. I actually, maybe kind of feel sad for this person. But they said that if you look close, it might have been in the chat room Monday, if you look closely, you can see, like, one of the Bella's vaginal juices, like, on, like, the...
I didn't see this.
And I wasn't like, oh, yeah. I was more like, wow, that man leads a sad life.
Now, I did watch a very low-quality copy of this on YouTube.
Where exactly were the juices on the sex toy? Is that what you're saying?
I guess so.
Like, this dude freeze-framed it and then zoomed in and checked it out and everything?
I guess.
Oh, man, that's kind of weird, yeah.
Was it, like, freshly used? I would think they would dry up.
It was sort of implied that she had used it the night before.
Mm-hmm. Now, which bell is it?
I believe it's Nikki, and she has two beds in her room, and she explained that one was for sleeping, and the other was for using that.
Ooh. Now, who does she date?
She is with Cena.
Ah.
She's with who?
Cena.
Now, why isn't she just using Cena, is what I'm saying.
Well, he can't be around all the time. The man's got a water world to maintain.
That's true. He's got Shamu the well.
Did she saves a whole bed just to masturbate on?
That's right.
That's what John Cena's money's going for.
Yeah. Now we're going to make a fortune with these toys.
That's how you know you're living large. I got a bed just for masturbating. I don't even sleep in it.
Did she not clean up afterwards so you don't want to sleep in it?
Apparently, she just leaves it laying around.
Weird.
Yeah, that just kind of grosses me out.
She's got her own water world.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, she was talking to Cena about how Natty had only ever slept with Tyson Kidd.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't really think that's a big deal. And she was like, yeah, well, my family wishes I would be like that. And Cena's like, well, what do you mean? So he asked her how many guys she slept with, and he won't tell her. And he just goes, well, I'm hoping it's between 1 and 1,000.
1 and 1,000.
And she said, guess again.
She really just sort of said, oh, John, and they moved on, you know.
Riveting.
Cena really just comes off as a real goof on this show.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan doesn't come off very well either, so. I don't know.
I think Daniel Bryan comes off all right.
Yeah, he came off all... Yeah, he was like the one who kind of said, like, he talked some sense into the other one about how the other
he's
one was
like
feeling
one of,
or something.
He's like one of two people on the show that doesn't just seem, like, completely horrible.
Who's the other one?
The one of the Funkadactyls, Trinity. I believe she's Naomi.
Yeah, they confuse me with their real names. I just know them as the Funkadactyls.
All Funkadactyls look like.
And then Vag Tattoo and Tits. Tits is easy to remember. She's easy to spot, too. She's got those big old honkers. I wonder if she got those just because Cena wanted her to get them. Or what?
That was my thought.
Yeah, it seemed like she got them right around the time that she started going out with Cena. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe.
I could imagine.
You think they had that conversation? Like, John Cena just looks at her and he's just like, you gotta enhance the boobs.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I doubt they had a conversation. He probably just gave her a check and was like, you're getting that shit fixed.
You got an appointment just, Wednesday, toots.
Just
get
drive,
your ass over there.
Just drive down to the surgeon's and just kick her out. And just say, you know what to do. Take off.
Man. I think you should love her for who she is.
Well, she's not a very good person.
Well, then, why is he with her? I think you should be.
She's hot. He's John Cena.
Man, I thought you'd be totally against this, Dwayne. I thought you hate this type of person.
I didn't say I like her. I just enjoy the show that she's on. Like, part of the thing I like about it,
you were against, like, people who like women's wrestling because they're attracted to them whatsoever. Like, when you see a woman, you just want to see their ability and their mind, and, you know, all this.
If they're a good wrestler, they deserve to be treated with respect. But if you're a fellow twin,
this behavior
cares?
By loving this program.
Well, there's different types of people in the world. Not everybody has to be a wrestler.
But this show's about wrestlers.
Well, people who try to wrestle.
Well, that's using that word very loosely.
I mean, there's no confusing. Like, we don't think they're like great wrestlers or anything on the show.
Yeah,
we're just kind of like watching it just because it deals with like the underworld of like professional wrestling. You know, these two dumb bimbos come in and they're banging the champ, and we just want to see that because it's kind of behind the scenes stuff. Even though if it is kind of made up.
It's totally fake. None of this really happened.
I'll say that it doesn't sound like there's one thing about the show that makes me want to see it.
It's hard to explain. It's like I couldn't. It's kind of like explaining why I like wrestling. I don't know.
I will say though,
and I enjoy it.
Jack's rage whenever we start talking about this. I did send him, like, Hogan Knows Best, and I don't believe he even watched that. So he doesn't like reality shows very much, I think.
I did not.
So I kind of fought back to that. I was like, you know, he didn't even watch Hogan Knows Best. So
I didn't watch that either.
You didn't watch Hogan Knows Best? Prez, did you watch Hogan Knows Best?
I watched the first couple seasons, I think. That last one I never ended up watching.
Yeah, I think there was like three.
I've seen like one episode that was about like him fighting Randy Orton at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Hmm. I did enjoy the Hogan's Know Best. It was pretty good stuff. But... Oh, well. Huh.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Dwayne. You're a good man. We have some more people. The line.
I'm going to make you a promise, Dwayne. I will catch up on the Total Divas, and I will be fully prepared for the mid-season finale.
I will make you a promise. I will never watch an episode.
Well, I'll make you a promise. I will never buy one of your sex toys.
There you go. Just going to use his
book. Good times.
He's going to share it with Venture. All right, well, fuck.
Jeez.
Let's see here. I know we've got Jimmy Jam and Norn on the line. We'll get to you guys in a second, but we have an unknown number on the line. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Going well. Who are you?
It's Richard. Richard Boudreaux. How are you?
All right. I'm very well. First time caller, long time listener.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I believe it is my... first time calling. So, what's up, guys?
Not too much. Intro was talking about his love of Total Divas. The president, I do not watch your show.
Yeah, no, neither do I. that's Total Divas is what's wrong with professional wrestling.
Come on, Richard. You need to just sit down. Tune into some Total Divas. It's only an hour program. And just watch the silliness that happens.
I think you are a good man, Richard. I think you should stand by your morals. You should stand by... If you don't want to watch this, I don't think the reasoning is it's only an hour. If you don't want to watch them, it doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes.
Wait a minute. The show's an hour?
It's 45 minutes.
I assumed it was a half-hour show.
No, I think it's a 45-minute show, you know, without commercials.
Well,
how I know that, it's just beyond me. But, it's an hour show.
Well, you can clearly pinpoint the decline of professional wrestling to about 6 weeks ago when this show started.
I don't know. We've been saying it's better than it has been in a while, talking about, like, Daniel Bryan and all that.
Not this
so
week.
I think you are totally full of it.
I think this week Raw is pretty bad.
I wouldn't say bad. It was just kind of there, is what we said earlier. It didn't, like, piss us off any.
I wasn't here when you guys went over, but I thought that end was It was awful.
No, we thought the end was pretty horrible, but we said that Raw was watchable this week. I wasn't, you know, angry the whole time.
The 2 weeks before that, I thought it was a pretty bad show. Like, you had Orton versus, it's weird, because Orton versus, Cody was a good match, and Cody actually was over the match, but the whole time I'm watching it, never once did I think Cody was going to win.
Yeah.
No.
He did have a good match, and, a lot of tag team matches, and none of them were, it's like, you got the primetime players, and I see them, and it kind of makes me embarrassed to be a wrestling fan when they're out there, like, hustling and driving. Like, wow.
I don't really get embarrassed when I see them. I don't know. I just don't really care a whole lot.
This is bad. Mm-hmm. And they wrestled Three Million Band, and it was just pitiful. Just a pitiful, pitiful match. And there was another tag team match, and I think it wasn't too good either. I can't remember who it was with. And then I know Miz, he wrestled some, and it was really bad. Miz and Fandango.
Yeah, what do you think about Fandango losing to The Miz?
I think Fandango's just the flop.
Well, he still comes out, and the fans go crazy. Like, you know, they do his little thing still, where
they have to pan the camera around to find, like, a couple people in the crowd doing it.
So you think I'm being fooled by just the... people.
And there's like a dozen people all spread out throughout the whole thousands of people who are doing the dance.
Nah.
They do not go crazy. Even the guy people that are doing it like half-assed and just kind of like stand up, kind of pointing their fingers a little bit.
Just
it's
going
nothing like
motion.
It was. This man has fallen. In 10 years, people are going to watch this year's WrestleMania. They're gonna be watching this match. Will come on, Fandango versus Jericho, and they'll be like, why is this guy on WrestleMania? Like, it's not like back in the day where everyone was on WrestleMania. Only like the elite people are on. They'll be like, oh my god, he beat Jericho. Who the hell is that guy? I don't think people even know who he is in 10 years.
Fandango.
And The Miz, the man is. I've been a defender of The Miz for a long time. This man is awful. He can't do a figure four, so why is it as his finisher? And the man is totally unlikable. He has to be a heel. Mm-hmm. No one can see that guy and say, hell yeah, and start cheering him.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how consistently he fucks up the figure four leg lock.
The figure four he does is horrendous. What did you guys like about Raw? Besides that Orton match.
But just that it wasn't, like, unbearable.
I was watching Big Show just crying for hours.
You didn't find that amusing on some level, though?
No, I found it all. That was one of the worst things I've seen on wrestling in all year.
I described it like they're kind of raping Big Show, but I know you can't speak about that. But it was just like they're kind of like leading him back to the ring, and they're like, this is the right thing for you to do.
So you want to see grown man rape?
No, not necessarily. I'm just saying it was a very odd scene, but it was just funny.
It was good and enjoyable and watchable. So you enjoy watching a grown man being raped and crying?
That's not what I was saying. It was just this odd scene, and I just kind of thought it was funny how the Big Show just kept crying and doing this whole thing.
Grown man crying? That's just sad.
I guess I do.
And then Cody cried too.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily feel any sympathy for him.
His was fake.
Yeah, he's like, and I've got a wife, and it's like, well, who cares? A lot of people have wives. I mean, there's a lot of people married back there. So,
So Richard Boudreaux, what did you think? Well, what's on your mind? What's sticking out in the mind of Richard Boudreaux in the world of professional wrestling?
Well, I just want to get your guys' opinion. Like, what do you think of Vince constantly no-selling Bryan every single week, making him look like a pussy? Like, do you think he's actually going to win the title at Night of Champions?
I think he has to. I mean, if he just goes and Randy Orton beats him, that's just like, man. I don't know. It's kind of like when Ryback was getting his big push, and it was like, if he just loses the title, is all the steam's just done, which is pretty much what happened. But I think if Daniel Bryan loses it, it's pretty much over for him. WWE always likes to strike when the pan is just like cold. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's like their timing's all off. But they've been doing some good stuff, so I think they will put the belt on Daniel Bryan. Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, but if they don't, I think, I mean, he has to win at this pay-per-view now. If he doesn't, I think they've done permanent damage to the character.
Might as well go back to calling him a virgin.
Really fall. It's like when they built up Luger, then when he didn't get the belt from Yokozuna, he really fell. And Daniel Bryan's really over. Being beat is one thing. Getting beat up, and then you come back and you win. I totally understand that, and I was totally for that. I get that. But this week, I just thought it just went beyond that. It was just overboard. A man just getting decimated. It's like watching The Passion of the Christ. It's like Daniel Bryan just being like crucified for like an hour. I don't think that's that. Well, I guess it worked for Jesus, but it didn't work here. And if he gets beat to spin, then he doesn't win the title. This guy's just a bum.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think you gotta give him the title.
If Jesus didn't have his comeback, we wouldn't be talking about him today.
That's true.
That's right. If he just got killed, that's the end of it.
Poof, that was it. I part of me thinks they're gonna try to drag it out another pay-per-view, if with some sort of screwy finish. But I don't know if that's the best thing. But I think if they do it, they screw him once, and then he wins at the next pay-per-view. Maybe it'll still be fine, but
he'll have to get some revenge during Raw's.
Yeah,
you can't go months of him just destruction, 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 and then finally wins.
Mm-hmm.
He has to. A feud has to be ups and downs, not just down, 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 down.
He needs like a goat mobile where his music hits and he rides it down in the ring and hits the ring with it. That would be good. It has like a big goat's head on the front.
No, that does not need to happen.
Well, I thought it was kind of neat.
You're weird.
You know, Stone Cold had his ATV in the beer truck.
Not Stone Cold! Don't book him like Stone Cold.
Book him exactly like Stone Cold.
They are! Only he never gets one up on the boss. If you like this, when Stone Cold feuded with Vince, and Vince just fucked him over every week, and he just took it. We just left line every week. No one would have got, people wouldn't be chanting Stone Cold. They would have got sick of it after a while.
Yeah.
They're giving up on the man.
So just painting somebody's car isn't like good enough.
Knocking his ass, killed, destroyed. Yeah.
They need to have him do something crazy.
No, not. I don't think he has to do anything crazy. I think he just has to beat people. I don't think he should do anything crazy.
So say like they'll put him in a match with like one of the Shield, like the Shield's going to show him what's up, and then like he beats like that Shield member.
Sure, yes, like he should win matches. He should beat people through better wrestling. That's what got him over. That, I mean, him yelling yes, the man's over.
Could we make it that much better when he's facing that Shield member if Big Show was in the corner crying? I gotta get off on that.
It's like the Travis position.
Oh man,
I will not explain that joke.
I think I kind of knew what it meant, but I'm not sure.
I think you might get a strike if you explain that joke.
I think too. It might be worth it, but all right, Richard, you are a good man. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good night.
You as well.
I like that guy.
Yeah, I like him too. He writes for
one of those internet wrestling sites.
I'm sure it's the best one.
I think he writes for the Bleacher Report.
Oh, cool.
All right, let's see here. We've got Norn Rad on the line.
Hey, what's happening?
Norn Rad, it's been a few weeks out. We need to check in with you.
Yep.
It's not about your mattress, but how are you doing on the DDP yoga?
I've been doing it about a week and a half now, and I'm down 6 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, that's good. Week and a half, 6 pounds?
Yeah.
Huh. Has DDP called you anymore?
No, he hasn't.
Son of a
bitch. But, I do it every day, like 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And, I'm up on, the third workout now already, because the first two were kind of easy, so I just moved up to the third one.
Huh.
And that really kicks my ass.
Well, what exactly does he have you doing that really kicks your ass?
The slow burn push-ups. Holding them in certain positions and counting.
Yeah, that is kind of hard to do. I've tried that before. It's not fun.
Yeah, and then some of the stretches are kind of ridiculous at first. Put your foot on your knee, pull your knee to your face.
So it's like preparation for the PAFO.
Yes. I think when I finally finish, when I get to the sixth DVD, I could probably do the PAFO.
That's what my plan was to get DDP, and I emailed them. No, I didn't really, but I pretend I did. And I said my idea was to do DDP yoga and film it. And it would be inspirational all the way until when I can finally perform the PAFO. And I think that would sell DDP yoga to people.
That would get a pop from me if I'm watching the DDP yoga and he's like, you know, when you're getting down in the downward dog here and you're bending and going crazy, you know, you'll get to the point, brah, where you can suck your own cock. And I'm like, whoa! Are you serious?
You start dialing.
That's on the info commercial he's on. It's like, whoa.
Now, would you want to be able to do that for the sensation or the taste of it?
I'd probably just want to do it for the party trick, you know?
Oh.
You just got to show it off at the party you're at. How can I horrify all these people? Well, I know.
I don't think you're supposed to do it like you're... You know, hey, it's my niece's, you know, 7th birthday.
Why do you always got to make everything so sick?
I think Lanny Poffo would do it there. That seems like he'd do it wherever.
Uh-huh. Well, my name, Stephanie, she's like my giant when I was 12, and Genius was doing his...
You know, but before you serve that cake there, I have a trick that I'd like to show you. And it's like, damn Genius.
Would that really surprise you, though, at a McMahon party? I bet that's what they do.
Vince is eating it up. He's like, ha, 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 pal. Oh, man.
Man. There are parts of it, though, that are kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Diamond Dozen are the moves that you're supposed to learn at the beginning that carry you through all the different workouts. You do these same moves. But the Diamond Dozen is actually 13 moves. It's not 12.
Hmm.
But DDP just says he's just not really good at counting.
I could have read till I was an adult. Don't worry about it. I just don't. Yeah. I can't count.
And then all the moves have been kind of renamed with wrestling names. So the Warrior is actually the Road Warrior. And then there's a couple stretches like the Diamond Cutter and things like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you've lost the weight that you lost. It's pretty good.
There's a part where you have to Hulk it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that what I think it is? Shaking your head and side to side?
Actually, it's just flexing and bringing your arms from the side to the front.
Sad times.
Does he have a little round circle that he's doing all these moves on, kind of like Denise Alston or something like that?
No, he actually
any leg warmers?
No, he just has a yoga mat.
Damn. Just the mat.
It's kind of sad, though. I mean, I'm 31 and I can't even keep up with DDP's almost 60-year-old ass on the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
He just smoked me.
And if you keep doing it when you're 60, see, you'll be living large.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever bring any hot chicks in the video?
That is interesting that you bring that up, because in the very first DVD, when he's going through different segments of the workout, he has a different person demonstrate. And I noticed that they progressively get hotter. And when you're at the very beginning, he uses the girls that he introduced first. So you have to, like, make your way through the first levels to get to the hotter chicks.
Hmm. Kind of like a subliminal kind of thing. Like, you gotta keep going.
Yeah, like the cutout in the clubhouse in Major League. Where
he's like the Charlie Manson of yoga.
But no, it works. It's awesome. It's working me good.
Cool.
Yep.
Good times. All right. Well, thank you, Norn. You're a good man. Keep us up to date. And if you'd ever want to film yourself, I will put it up on.
That's exactly what he wants. He's like, look at me doing the downward dog.
When we get to the PAFO, then we'll get the camera out.
Well, you'll have to put that on a site, not YouTube. I don't think they'll allow it.
Right. And also, yeah, I thought Raw was pretty bad this week, too.
Yeah. I agree.
The ending was just terrible. It just made the... Okay. If the Big Show is motivated, basically, from what I've learned this week, and he's told, you know, kill someone, he could be the champ for like a decade, you know.
Yeah.
He could just, you know, if he stops crying,
just do that.
Punch the world champ in the face and take the belt.
Yeah, why didn't he just do it all the time?
Yeah. He easily kicked Daniel Bryan's ass and didn't even want to do it.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't fire him because, like, he is performing, so. And he's got the ironclad contract, so.
Yeah, he's just like the fucking cowardly lion. Oh, well, it'll get better when the Matadors show up.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you think DDP Yoga is going to help you in your bullfighting career?
I hope. I can't get gored again.
Mm-hmm.
So. Once is enough, right?
Fucking A.
Have you ever been gored?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
By bull?
Mm-hmm.
No, I never have. I saw a video on like True TV where this dude's like, it's a Matador fighting a bull. And like the bull comes and runs at him. And like it totally just sticks his freaking like horn through his bottom of his mouth. Like, you know, where your chin is. And it goes up through his mouth and out. Like, you can see the horn sticking out of his mouth.
It's pretty hot.
It's pretty gruesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that probably happened in Puerto Rico.
Probably.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
I did notice, though, that they said on, I think it was on Raw, that the Matadors were not from Puerto Rico, that they're from Spain.
Mm. That is where Matadors come from, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Only the best.
Yep.
Man, whoever writes for Kayfabe News must be a fan of In Your Head, because they have a new article up. CM Punk comes out as gay edge. I thought it was gay.
Yeah, straight edge people are fags, man. I like how he was picking on Kurt Angle on Twitter the other day about being in rehab. That's real classy.
Yeah, I mean, that's just being a jerk, being a dick. Mm-hmm. I mean, the man's got problems, and he's trying to get his life back together. And people are straight edge. They really like to tell you.
Yeah. I mean, how much personality do you have if your entire persona is around what you don't do?
Yeah. Like, I know, Andrew, you're a straight edge guy, but you don't just walk up and tell people all the time.
Mm-mm. No, I've always tried to make a point of not, like, Yeah. Just going around being like, oh, I don't drink, I don't smoke. I just, it's really, I really don't have that mentality. I just don't do it, you know?
Yeah, that's fine, but...
Mm-hmm. I'd rather do the poffo and play video games.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start doing that all the time, just telling people what I don't do, you know? I don't punch babies in the soft spot of their head.
I'm 37 years clean of heroin.
Yeah, I've never tipped over a wheelchair.
I did piss off. Remember, you were there at that fan fest when I went up. There was this guy in a wheelchair, and I was giving out in-your-head pens, and I gave this guy in a wheelchair an in-your-head pen, and he threw it on. Well, I don't know if he threw it at me or, and he just didn't have enough strength, and
he just kind of slapped it away.
And he went, "No, why'd you do that?" And it was like, dude, just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't give you the right to just be a dick.
Handicapped people get away with so much bullshit. I'm serious.
And I've told this story recently. Maybe it was at this fan fest, and maybe it was Clinton. He's brought up. Maybe that guy didn't have the use of his hand, so he couldn't actually grip the pen.
I don't know. Who knows? Don't be a dick about it, though.
Yeah, it's a free pen. Crazy.
I guess I didn't have use of my hands and people constantly reminded me that I don't, I would get pretty pissed.
Yeah.
It's like, here, grab this. And it's like, but I can't grab that, you son of a bitch.
I just realized my XD impression is the same as this guy in the wheelchair.
I don't believe we've ever heard XT's voice, but I believe it'd be a lot like that.
He's called in.
Has he?
Yeah, back in the day, and he was on a few headies.
You sure he wasn't the guy who played Sloth on the Goonies?
It's just dreams up stuff.
We were talking about that earlier. He finally admits that he probably just made up the eating like a child thing.
Well, I said maybe I dreamed it. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that one happened. I'm not going to admit to that one not happening. You're going to have a guy who's been dead for several years or something for me to be proven wrong. If you're like, no, that restaurant's been blown up for 50 years, Incher. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I was wrong. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Norn. You're a good man. Keep up the good work on the DDP yoga.
Thank you.
You're a good boy. And thank you for helping moderate the board. You're a good guy.
Thanks,
man.
He is in the Hall of Fame. I'm just going to make him a thing. But anyway, we're a good guy. We'll talk to you soon. All right, guys. If you guys want to call in, it's 508-644-8503. You can Skype in Jack and off. We do have a couple more people here on the line. Was there any other wrestling news you guys wanted to bring up before we went to the rest of the callers?
I can't really think of anything, so...
Nah, either I think we hit most things earlier or this last time, so maybe somebody else has something.
All right, let's see here. We've got Jim on the line.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Prez. Hey, Incher.
Hey.
Hi, Jimmy Jam.
Wait a minute, but it was just of a U injury. I thought there was going to be the old password system.
Too bad.
Sal McGee, he hasn't made Neil Jackie Jones the Nature Boy enforce that one yet. Somehow he has evaded all of his memos. So that must be what's going on here. So there you go, Jimmy Jam.
I just got my new TV service today.
Oh, yeah? Is it Sega TV?
Nope.
No, shoot. Been looking forward to that for years.
I got Comcast now.
Comcast. I have Comcast. It's good stuff.
Now, I did check out Dodie Classics on Demand today.
What'd you watch on Classics on Demand?
Capital Carnage.
Capital Carnage?
Yeah.
What's that, President Clinton? Do you know?
Is that the one with Lex Luger and Ric Flair and RoboCop?
No, that was no.
That's
it was
Capital
a,
Combat.
It was a WWE pay per view, but they were in the UK.
I don't remember that at all.
Because it was not broadcast here in the States.
Oh, well, of course I don't remember it then. I don't watch those foreigners' stuff.
So there you go, Jimmy Jam. Was it a good show?
Yeah.
What was the main event, Jimmy?
A fatal four-way for the WWE Championship with Big Boss Man as the special referee.
Ooh. Big Boss Man. That's President's alter ego whenever we're going to be the dead wrestlers and we're going to rob banks.
That's right.
Jack, what dead wrestler would you be to rob a bank?
Dead wrestler would I be?
We're going to rob banks dressed as dead wrestlers.
I think I'm going to go as, that's a good question. I'm going to think about this one. You can't just say anybody.
I said Andre the Giant, just because it's like a short guy as Andre the Giant. Just totally throw the tellers off. President, he said he was going to be the Big Boss Man.
Big Boss Man, that's a good one. Big Boss Man robbing banks. I guess I'll go as, Big Cat Ernie Ladd.
There you go.
I think you could pull off Big Cat Ernie Ladd quite well.
I think so.
Bryce, when you kick off the show, you act like Ravishing Rick Rude.
What? I'd have never copied anyone in my life.
I mean, when you... in the way you're talking sounds like when you are opening the show.
Jimmy Jam, why don't you sit down and listen to what real men sound like? Pipe
down. Oh, man! A Jim and a Jam, a him and a hide, a him and dim and dim and a hee-haw! Him and a hee-haw!
Jimmy Jam?
Yeah?
You still going to Days of the Dead Chicago?
Definitely.
Oh,
hell yeah.
But my vendor badge hasn't even got to me, not even by mail.
No, I don't think it does. I think you pick it up there.
Oh.
I think you pick it up there, my boy.
Pick it up there. You do it live, Jimmy Jam. You do it live.
I got computers. I contacted Days of the Dead by email and...
Write it. You do it live.
You're right. Nasty, you know, I pick it up there. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they mailed it to me.
Right.
I keep on forgetting today's Wednesday, but you're, like, acting as both because you're, like, doing one thing and doing another at the same time. It's kind
of... I'm nuts.
Multiple personalities.
I'm crazy, Incher.
True words are never spoken.
Yes. All right, Jimmy Jam, thank you for calling in. Do you have anything else you wanted to share with us?
I did saw Total Divas when they posted it on YouTube.
Jimmy Jam, do you find fat girls disgusting?
No.
Okay.
See,
good.
You're a good man. Beauty's not skin deep. He thinks he just hates. It's full of hate.
Yep. So now I have to start watching everything live again.
Do it live.
Sensitive, Incher.
I am sensitive. I said
hate fat chicks. They make you sick.
I didn't say I hated them. I asked Jimmy Jam if they made him sick.
Well, how about you? How do you feel about them?
I love them. I mean, what do you want with a girl who won't go and eat a Big Mac with you? Honestly.
There you go.
So what do you got to say now?
I'd say I'm wearing my new t-shirt today. I'm very proud of. New Serbian film t-shirt.
Those were good videos that we saw last night.
Yes, they were. We were watching some Serbian film, apparently.
You were showing Jimmy Jam Serbian film?
No, I weaver. We were watching a new dinner in a movie. That'd be awesome, though. I bet he'd like it. I bet he'd like serving some.
I like all the videos you do, Jack.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You're a good man. You're a good man, Jimmy Jam.
You know what? That bacon sundae one you did was pretty bad.
It wasn't very good. It wasn't. Didn't taste very good.
It's amazing. They finally found something that bacon doesn't taste good with.
Well, I went. We went to last summer. I don't think I. No, I didn't post it. But we went to the Bacon Showdown in Boston, and almost everything there was bad. The stuff that was good didn't taste like bacon, and the stuff that did was bad. Like, they made, like, bacon drinks and bacon food, and all of it was just bad.
Now, when you make your bacon, are you more of a crisp kind of guy, or are you more kind of a chewy bacon?
Well, I like it either way. I like it crispy if I'm frying it, because I grill it a lot, and usually if you grill it, it gets a little chewy, but it's good.
I kind of like it mixed. Chewy and crunchy.
Incher, how do you like your bacon?
I guess if I had to pick one, I guess, I'd go with chewy. A little chewy.
How about you, Mr. Clue?
I like chewy bacon.
That's weird.
No, let's see here.
We got a 270 area code. Who are you?
This is Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah. I'm a first time caller. I'm a friend of yours on Facebook. I'm also a friend with the president there.
Well, there we go.
Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
I think it's pretty awesome. First time caller that won't answer your and the press and the Nature Boy all at one time. It's pretty awesome.
You got us all. It's a big three way here. Oh, yeah.
Four way now. You're dirty, Entry.
He is dirty. I think he's going to. He's not careful, he's going to throw us back out of that 1-inch thing.
I don't know. I know the way how to use it. Kind of like the song. It's in the way that you use it.
Yeah.
I have several Kevins on my Facebook page, so I'm not sure which, who you are.
Yeah, I'm Coleman. I'm the one you probably never really interact with much because of.
You're shy.
That makes people comfortable.
Well, I'm glad you called in. What's on your mind in the world of professional wrestling?
I didn't watch it this week, but I shouldn't have called, but it seems like they're just burying the Shield as far as I can tell still.
Well, they've kind of
part of the main going on.
But it's like their storyline when they first started out, they were like, you know, corruption in WWE. Now they're basically working for the man. And I realize that this kind of like doesn't gel with their storyline, but it really doesn't bother me too much for some reason.
The Wikipedia I looked up on describes them as a terrorist organization. I was like, that's fucked up. But,
yes.
I don't like that, but I mean, I like the Shield, but. I almost thought I was going to mark out for him, like, because I work wrestling events here in town when they come to WWE, build the rings and do security sometimes and run spotlights and things like that. And it was really cool. I mean, you know, they always treat everybody like marks, but it was kind of cool to be from.
What superstar was the biggest asshole to you?
Oh, man.
The first time ever when I worked at, like, 7 or 8 years ago, the first time ever Big Show was an ass to me. Everybody else said he was cool, but. I think I must have interrupted because, like, I was just like, I wasn't very tactful. And it was like Big Show, Arn Anderson, and it was Johnny Nitro back when he was doing that thing. And, and they were all talking, and I walked over to him and I just like shook Arn Anderson's hand because I always liked Four Horsemen. And I liked Johnny Nitro at the time because I liked that team. And I just like, and I just shook Big Show's hand, didn't really, I guess I didn't mark out enough for him or something. He just kind of gave me this look like, I was just, you know, just the biggest cocksucker in the world or something. And, so it's like, and my friend's like, you see the asshole, do you look? And I was like, yeah. And so I gave him the same, like, I gave him the same look back. And he's like, man, that guy would break you in half. I said, well, I'd be driving a Lexus the next day, too. I mean, I'd be.
The Big fast. Show wouldn't be putting up no strip malls after you get done with him.
I was like, he would kick my ass, but like I said, I'd be driving his Lexus the next day.
Yeah. You'd sue the pants off.
Cool. I'd say the coolest though was Jack Downs back when he worked for me. He was the referee. He was like little, you guys probably know what I'm talking about, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
He was always the ref on Raw. He got fired for some reason the last time they said he was gone after like 20-something years, 30 years, whatever. But he was really cool. He was always, he'd always tell us all the inside stuff and like every, like we'd ask him how things, you know, he'd always, like, he was just completely break kayfabe, you know, most of the time.
Maybe that's why he got fired. He kept telling everybody everything.
He wouldn't break kayfabe such as names, but he would like talk about stuff behind the scenes and like the real issues and how he wished that the market wasn't so closed, because now there's like nowhere for them to go. It's either WWE or nothing, or almost nothing, you know.
The guy I used to work with, he said he got on an elevator with I think it was the one referee who like shot himself on TV. I think it was him. And like he claimed that he said that you get a lot of tail, even if you're the referee. And I was like, huh.
I don't know. Even this guy was married. This guy was married, but he had a family. He was like his second or third marriage, but not like at that time, so maybe he was.
Venture.
Say that again, Jack. I didn't catch
it. Become a ref.
Become a ref?
Yeah.
Nah.
Be getting the ladies.
Oh.
He did some. Like, the first time I met him, he was talking about an act, because that's back when Triple H was still kind of good, and he was talking about asking me, you know, like, about Triple H's workout and things, and he was telling me that he worked out with Triple H the first time ever working out with Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he threw up four times because the Triple H workout was so intense that they were working legs, and all the blood went to his legs, and he threw up four times.
Hey. You know, I've never been in a situation where I've worked out so much that I've thrown up. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I do it all the time because I'm working out freaking constantly, pushing myself.
I've seen the football players here in town. I've seen the football players get that. I've seen them do that. They would work out so hard, they would go over and throw up, and they'd go right back to what they were doing. And somehow they're still like 300 pounds. I don't know how they do it after throwing up. But
I have been in a situation where I've ate so much pizza that I've thrown up. But I don't know if I've ever been in a situation where I've worked out so much.
The guy in seven.
I tell you what, though. I hate to eat.
Somebody kicks me in the stomach. Shit just falls out.
I have to say, though, I have remained pure. I have not watched one episode of Total Deep. Total
yes!
Deep, I don't.
Yes!
I don't think I will.
Yes!
No.
One more for the men.
Hey, no more. Nothing. No. Nothing against you, Enter, but I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me. I mean, I like the chicks. I mean, of course, you know, but I don't know.
Version of Total Divas, but it's going to be called Total Men. And it's going to be just the house full of men doing manly stuff. Man! That's what I'm saying. Thinking about that, I'd venture.
Well, I don't know.
It's like an hour-long version of the of those Fabulous Ones videos.
I thought it was going to be like men doing manly stuff, like skinning animals or something and eating them.
Yeah. And posing with each other in a bubble bath with champagne glass.
Climbing ladders next to each other and looking at each other's asses and stuff. It's the way to go.
I wanted to recreate this video at FanFest with Prez and Van, but we couldn't find any top hats.
Or giant bubble baths.
What would you thought, Andrew, if we came back and there was a video of me and Clinton and Van and in like a big bath, bubble bath together?
Drinking champagne.
This is like, see, I don't go to one fan fest and look at him doing all this stuff.
You'd be, how about next year? Next year, put up.
You see, I'm the one who always bring in the reins and say, no, Jack, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you're the fun police.
No, I'm just like, I know what's best for you.
Yeah, the best for me would be to be in a bubble bath with all my brethren, my in-your-head brethren, like men, sharing champagne, wearing top hats. That's the best for me.
That's how we would go out in style. That would the final fan fest. All sharing a big bubble bath. Me and you and Clinton, man, Spexon.
All right, now I'm the one who's supposed to be all questionable here because I watch Total Divas, but you're trying to get us all in a bubble bath.
Yes, but not watch Total Divas. I mean, you know,
all right. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say probably getting in a bubble bath with a bunch of dudes. It's a little bit more homosexual than just watching Total Divas.
Whoa! Are you calling the Fabulous Ones homosexual?
No, that is manly. That is the epitome of manhood right there. Men sharing one common bubble bath while we drink the champagne, wear top hats, and don't shave our chests. Let our natural hair flow, Incher.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a very secure masculine man to do that.
Exactly.
I've noticed some coming out of the back of my shirt, and I'm like, my goodness, not a man.
Someone came on the back of your shirt?
Just hair coming out of the back of my shirt. Jack.
Oh,
nobody came on the back of my shirt, for Christ's sakes. Is there a joke that you will not do? Is there?
Maybe for 2 weeks.
Well, he's supposed to have the stipulation going on.
So Jackie Jones lost his have you lost your sensitivity training already? I mean,
no. I think that's part of our sensitivity training. If we all were in a bath, if we're a bubble bath together.
I think I just have to go all New Jack on you and stab you a few times. Then you'll see what a man's like.
You're like, I'm going to stab you with my penis.
So if you did that, would Duckman be wearing rubber?
Penis even enter the equation there?
Doesn't he sometimes call in your head?
Yeah.
I know he does the other thing, but I know every once in a while I've heard him in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking because he's duck man, he got to wear like a rubber bodysuit, so he'd be like a rubber duck in the tub.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
You make the bath time lots of fun.
Yeah. Duckman could be our rubber ducky intro. This idea is getting better and better.
I don't know if I'm getting in a hot tub with Duckman. I'm passing on that one.
Man, you're just
Duck is my boy. I mean, I'm just friends with him on Facebook. We interact quite a bit. And like I said, he's just a unique character. I think he's really cool. I think you ought to have a WWE character based on Duckman that would, like, really go over. It would either, like, just, I don't know. It may just get silent. It may not get cheers or boos because people be like, I don't know what to think. This guy is based on Duckman. I don't know what to think about that.
Mm-hmm. They already based one off of me. I'm the power goat, and they had to make the goat face guy. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they stole Jackie Jones' gimmick a few times with a nature boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thieves. Thievery, I tell you.
And the thing, like, I know, that, and it seems like you're always, not here lately, but, like, back in the past, and all the women were just, you know, just reaching for the loins of Vince McMahon. Seems like they were doing that based on President Clinton. Like,
what?
All the ladies just...
Oh, my. I have a wife. I don't know what you're talking about.
See, earlier in the show, Jack didn't have to ask President Clinton what he thought of the fat girls.
What? How dare you? Fat girls are good for certain things because they do more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They can shade you in the summer and keep you warm in the winter.
They appreciate you, too. They want you to come back for seconds. So they do more stuff.
Let me keep this dress in my closet for years.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate calling in, but we actually do have a lot of people here on hold, so we're going to try to get to it.
Awesome. All right, I'm glad to hear it.
All right, you're good.
Right. All right, thank you.
860. Oh, you just hung up. But if you're on, if you call back, 860 area code, we'll get to you. 516. Who are you?
You can't tell. I made sure it wasn't unknown. It says my name.
We've got Brian Danovich on the line. We have not heard from this man in years. Wow.
Actually, Jackie Jones, my main man, you were away, and I gotta say, I am so happy to hear how entertaining this show is. I'm in a lot better spirits last time I called. First of all, Incher, I want to thank you because I don't know if you remember what you said. Do you remember what you said when I announced what I announced on the show? What were the words you said? You said, you will what?
I'll keep you in my prayers.
And I would what? What would you say I would do?
You'd get better.
Exactly. And I can say, 100% today, after having it all ripped out of me on July the 11th, 2011, Brian Danovich is 100% cancer-free at 31 years of age. I am swearing on this show that all the injuries, all the things that have plagued me in the past, I am finally going to do everything that I have ever wanted to ascertain. I see Ryback on TV, not knowing which way the hard cam is when he does his things, not knowing when to pin the guy, not knowing, and it frustrates me, guys, because I realized what I was doing to that man in Deep South Wrestling just because I wasn't sticking needles up my bum. But the fact of the matter is, I am going to go all over this world and wrestle and entertain the fans and do everything I can, just like how you guys have one of the most entertaining shows now with President Clinton, who's 25 times better than Bobby, maybe 26. You got Jackie Jones, the internet icon, and you got the Power Goat himself. Oh, yeah. What inch biceps. Do I sound like I'm back, baby? Do I sound like I'm coming to the sound like it's going to do? Because when a man stares death in the face and realizes this could be it, you could be like all your friends that are gone from the HWA, from everywhere else, Lance Cade, poor Steve Bradley, all my boys, RC Hoss, I love you. But I am still alive, and I will thrive. And at 31, baby, I will have some fun. Guys, short and sweet, I love you. All the fans out there, thank you for your support. I'm coming back ready to attack. Oh!
Excellent. Good to hear from you, Brian. And we wish you all the best. And I hope you call in somebody hung up. But hopefully he calls back again at another point. We've got Shaheen on the line.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going good, man.
Yeah, you guys got an all-star cast tonight.
Ah, thank you.
There you go. I don't know, man. Wrestling was pretty boring, so I don't really have much to talk about it for.
I think everybody's calling in to defy us that this was just a boring episode of Raw, President Clinton.
I didn't think it was great.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was all right. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't crazy about it, but... So you hated it, Shaheen.
Well, to be honest, I missed the last 45 minutes. My dog was pregnant, and she actually had her puppies.
Well, you probably missed the worst part.
Yeah, I was actually glad I missed the whole Big Show crying and all that. I could live without it. But I was going through my wrestling tapes recently. I figured we'd talk about something different since wrestling recently is boring as shit. I went through my wrestling tapes, and I used to really be into the hardcore stuff, like back in the day, not the new stuff that they do with the, you know, with the syringes through the mouth and, you know, all that shit. I think that's too much. Mm-hmm. But
I wasn't even aware they were doing syringes in the mouth.
Yeah, CZW, they pierce the other guy's mouth with, like, syringes and shit, man.
I saw once, I haven't seen that kind of stuff for a long time, but last one I saw was a King of Deathmatch tournament, and they stapled Necro Butcher's tongue to the turnbuckle, and then they went close while he was pulling it, so you could see that they really did it. The staple went through his tongue into the turnbuckle.
And
the crowd was like literally, I'd say like 25 people. So I was like, I don't.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's one thing if you're doing that and you're like in front of like 20,000 people.
making some big bucks. But if you're doing 25 people and you're probably getting paid like, I don't know, $10 or maybe $20, like, I really have to question your sanity.
Yeah, recently they used these, they have these like, these mini, like nail beds that are like an inch long.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess like the guy puts it on his head and the other guy uses a chair to pierce his head with it. And they were showing this guy like taking it off. And it literally looked like they were just like scalping his head. It's just like, why, man? It's like literally, like you said, there's like 30 people in the crowd. Is it like really worth it? But I don't know. I was a big fan of hardcore wrestling. As far as like FMW, I liked when they started doing the barbed wire matches, but then they just overdid it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like that stuff too. The King of the Deathmatch tournament, the one where it comes down to Foley and Funk.
The IWA
like,
one.
That's one of my favorite.
Yeah, that was IWA.
DVD. It was VHS and stuff.
Yeah, that was good stuff with Leatherface.
No one special saying he saw a match where they had STD infected needles. I guess that's the one you're talking about. They would pierce their mouth with them.
I don't know. That wasn't Japan. The one that I'm talking about.
Now you
about.
Got a
like,
case full of syphilis for 30 people.
They blow off as they got it. They have an AIDS match.
Now you got AIDS.
Full match.
Dean Ambrose. He was doing a bunch of matches like that in CZW.
Yeah, but I always thought his matches were very good. He'd incorporate a lot of psychology in his matches. He never really took a lot of craziness. He was the deathmatch champion or whatever, but he didn't do he really didn't do a lot of the real crazy stuff.
I was never a fan of CZW. ECW I loved and FMW, the early FMW stuff, and IWA. IWA was only around for maybe like a couple years. I don't know. But CZW took it too far, though. I think with the weed whackers and hanging people from the ceiling, from their fucking, I don't know, man. That was too much stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, I just know one
nowadays,
thing. I'm not going to, like, share a bathtub with her, a bubble bath with Dean Ambrose. I know that.
Yeah,
he's got the big batch of syphilis. Yeah, but you might not want to get in here, man.
Are we all going to have to get tests before we do this, Incher?
So it's just set in stone now that we'll be doing it.
Yeah,
well, clearly we're doing it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Unless you're not man enough to get in the bathtub with the rest of us.
Man, I hope you don't video that.
Kind of elitist.
See?
Don't
See?
Tape that.
He's saying don't tape that.
Well,
man,
he's saying it's just living our memories, but I want to share it with the world.
Oh, man. How could we not? Grilling with Jack and drinking with Jack to three dudes naked in a tub.
I didn't necessarily say we're naked, but we're in a tub, a bat. You know the Fabulous Ones videos from Memphis. If not, go look them up, and you will understand, and you will know that this is something that has to be done.
Just got to eat steak in the.
We can incorporate steak. We can make it our own. Eat steak in a bathtub.
Man.
Aren't you not supposed to swim after you get done eating?
Jeez, I don't think sitting in a bathtub is really swimming.
It's just to be like the Hulkster.
I don't want to get sick.
That's so cool.
Way too much, brother.
See, Jack, you always wanted a human table. You could have somebody sitting outside of the tub.
I did get my human table last Days of the Dead Chicago last year. Frankenfurter was my human table in the lobby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have an encore presentation, man.
Yeah, he said he wants to outdo it at a future one. So, yeah.
Oh, you gotta have a woman this time, man. If it's
not,
three dudes in a tub, it's gotta be a woman at least.
I'm gonna get pumped.
Too much dude action.
You know what's coming up, Incher?
What? I know what's coming up.
very soon, because we got points galore on the impact, which means we are building.
Oh, Christ. Well, I've been waiting to take a piss, and this is my opportunity. See y'all in a little bit.
This here is my story. Bow for glory. That was
classic.
Mm-hmm. All
good
right.
Times.
Anything else for us, my man?
Nah, what do one more question. What do you think about Onita?
Onita. I only saw very little of him, so I don't really have much of an opinion.
Yeah, I've seen his stuff from like Memphis. He was like there with like Jerry Lawler.
Uh huh.
Terrible. And then, I don't know, I guess he became like a politician or something in Japan.
Yeah, after he was wrestling. Like one of the big hardcore guys. And then,
Did you ever see the, I guess he was briefly in Puerto Rico with Carlos Colon. And
yeah, I've never really seen any Puerto Rico.
Yeah, they reenacted the Brody case.
I have seen that. I saw clips of that. Yeah, that's pretty
decent. Yeah. I thought that was funny. Well, I guess it's a touchy subject with Puerto Rico, but
I mean, that guy's still there. He's been a main eventer ever since Invader 2 after killing Brody.
Yeah. Oh, he's still there?
Yeah.
He's probably like 60.
Yeah, he's got to be old, but he's still a main event dude.
Yeah, it was one of the Invaders, wasn't it?
Yeah, Invader 2.
Yeah, they could just put mask on somebody else, though.
No, it's the same guy. I mean, people know him as whatever his real name is, too. I mean, he's a booker and all kinds of stuff in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, one more thing before I leave. You guys got to check this out if you didn't, if you've never seen it. I've never seen it. I just came across it today. I was on YouTube. I was searching the Briscoe Brothers, and there's like a match, I guess, before they were even like trained. They have a match against each other, and they beat the shit out of each other. It's not even wrestling. It's just them shooting on each other. You guys ever see that?
Who is it?
The Briscoe Brothers.
Oh, them? No, I haven't seen them.
Yeah, if you go on YouTube, man, they some of the worst chair shots I've ever seen in my life. They beat the shit out of each other, man. I think that's why one of them's retarded nowadays.
I think they're kind of born that way.
Yeah, if you watch that though, man, it was hard to watch. I don't know how they could do that to each other, but I don't know, man. Fucking rednecks.
Mm.
One of these days, I'm going to stop thinking of the Briscoe Brothers as Jack and Jerry. Whenever I hear the Briscoes, I'm thinking, he's watching Jack and Jerry stuff.
Yeah, they should have came in with a different name.
Should have called themselves like
the Redneck Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Or just Dumb Boys. Isn't that what their slogan is?
I believe so.
Yeah, they could just call them that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
This comes up in the chat room intro. I think you'd like to know this. It's now depressing to hear the song Sweet Home Alabama, because I expect Bound for Glory to come on.
Who said that?
Boxman.
Boxman.
At Hall of Fame, really.
You are a no-good SOB.
And you're...
You promised me boxes, and you did not deliver. And now you are coming on the program... And you are saying that Bound for Glory is a fine tune? Well, you, Boxman, you are nothing.
I think it's pretty much common now amongst the Headyverse that people have come to realize it really is better than the original. The Bound for Glory. I know you know the first one set the precedent. It's kind of like the first The Thing. Mm-hmm. That's the original movie, but it's widely considered that John Carpenter's The Thing is the better movie. And I think it's kind of the same here. Sweet Home
Just
Alabama.
Keep pouring that Kool-Aid out to your sheep there.
Started the
keep
started,
pouring it.
You know, it was there, and it was good
whatever.
For the fun. But then Bound for Glory came along, and most people
got this guy who can barely sing. He's like,
it's a superior,
"This here is my story."
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Bound for Glory.
Exactly, because that
let's get in a hot tub together. Then we'll be men.
At the end of the show, people stood up. They were emotional. People were crying. Babies were being made. People were emotional.
There was no baby made to that song, and if there was,
people play that in loops, and they make love, sweet love to their wives, to their significant others.
Like Neil Jones and Annabelle Lecter, probably. So that's
about it. They are doing the deed to that song. And last week, you can go back and you can listen. You can listen to me explain the importance of that song, and it got people teary-eyed. My explanation for that song and how it gets over the drama and the importance
crying
of
from boredom.
Bound for Glory better than any points ever could. People understood that, and they wished that Bound for Glory, the Bound for Glory tournament, they wished that the song was the tournament and not the actual tournament. Jackie Jones.
Well, I guess the song is a little bit more over than the tournament.
The internet icon, the pride of pilgrims, the nature boy, oh man! He gets more emotion out of that song. He understands professional wrestling and what the fans want to hear, listen to, and see, and live better than the people who book the Bound for Glory tournament. There you go. All right, Shaheen, you're a good man. Thank you for calling.
All right, man. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Incher. We got another caller here on the line.
Who we got?
He's ready to swack some ass. He is the swaxinator.
Mr. Jones, Mr. Inchman,
yes,
and
sir.
Mr. Prez.
Mm-hmm.
I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
Tonight, I am officially changing my name.
To what?
Tonight, I now call myself, like I post in the chat room, the MVP of IYH.
Oh, brother.
Swax, what's the password?
The MVP of IYH already got clearance from Jimmy J tonight.
Jimmy Jam can't clear you.
Yes, he can.
Mm-mm.
He cleared me tonight.
He might clean you.
Jimmy J, are you giving people clearance?
Yes.
Jimmy J, that's a bad Jimmy J. Don't be giving people clearance.
Sorry.
Good. Swax.
So, just like Johnny Nitro, when he won the ECW title, he says, "I'm changing my name to John Morrison
Wow, that is something to reference, because that is a milestone in professional wrestling. It's like the night Hulk Hogan came out and joined the NWO. It's like the night, it's like WrestleMania 3 when Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant. It's like the King of the Ring when Austin, he beats Jake the Snake and he says, "Here, John, you can thump your Bible," but Austin 3:16 says, "I just whooped your ass." And another one to add to that list of iconic moments in the world of professional wrestling, like the night Mick Foley was thrown off the Hell in the Cell and JR was pronounced him dead, is the time when Swax just brought up this moment. The night that John Morrison won the ECW title. Wow. That is a moment that people will be talking about for years.
You know, I think more people talk about the moment
and pronounce it the ECW title than the night John Morrison won the ECW belt.
You know, I think more people talk about the moment that his old lady fucked him over by going out with Mike Knox more so than the ECW title win.
Well, that's how I am. There is no more Johnny Nitro. There is no more Swax 1. There is now the John.
This is like the night on In Your Head message board back in the day when Rebel God pronounced, "There is no more Rebel God. I will forever now known be known as Wacko Bob." This is on that level.
I think you're the only one who ever recalled it. I recall it now that you mentioned it.
Well, now I'm called...
Or like the night Jose became Joseph Ventura.
Oh, God. Yeah, I did not recall that one.
He's the king of all media.
Yes, indeed. So Swax is the MVP.
I am the now known as
to put yourself
MVP
over or to
of
just
I-Y-E.
Everyone who listens to the show, who comes into the chat room, whoever calls in. To me, that's just like this big slap in the face.
I changed my name tonight.
We got it.
And we are going to say your request for a change of name has been revoked. No change
it's
of name
not,
allowed.
It's not about getting revoked.
No, it is about it's what's happening.
Me to change my name.
Revoked. We will
especially
not allow it.
Jimmy J, who is the vice president of the Headyverse, he approved the name change.
What is going on when I was only off for like an hour.
Trust me, we did not approve of Jimmy Jam being the vice president. Jimmy Jam, are you telling people you're the vice president?
Maybe.
Don't be telling people you're the vice president, Jimmy Jam.
So, guys.
Swax, you'll forever be known as Swax. And swaxing that ass is what you'll be doing the rest of your time here on In Your Head. Now,
I
exit the room and change your name back to Swax in the chat room.
I think you're going to make me cry.
Do it. I want to taste your salty tears. Give them to me.
Night.
Pincher loves salty bodily fluids.
Only for the last night. Because I feel that my identity has moved on.
Mm-mm. No.
Why don't you just be like Steve?
No, I have to change.
I think that's a more fitting
name. Represents
like
me
MVP of Head or Steve. To me, you're more of a personification of Steve.
Swags, I've got some homework for you. you need to watch Young Guns 2. Cause the man, he says, I would like to have a cowboy name. And at the end of the movie, he realizes that he just needs to stick with his original name. Cause that's who he is. So I just spoiled it for you. So you guess you don't need to watch it, but there you go.
That's why.
Gonna change
that's why that.
What would you change it to? Are you comfortable with? Are you glad that you picked 1-inch biceps?
I don't know what I would change it to, but it's not like I don't know. It's not like a great name. It hurts when people go more like 1-inch penis. It hurts me. Makes me cry.
If you were going to change it, what would you change it to?
I mean, like, probably like
5-inch
Mr. Biceps? Ruler of the World or something like that. Or
so you like the Sid route.
Or like Mr. Genius.
Or see, because you can do the Poffo.
Or like Mr. Kicks Jack's Ass.
Oh, so it's like the like opposite day.
Hey, if a Michael McGillicuddy can be a Curtis Axel, I could have every right to change my name to.
Well, I think he's made his point.
That's another epic epic moment in wrestling. Johnny Nitro won the ECW title, and when Michael McGillicuddy became Axel Schultz or whatever the hell he's called.
Axel Schultz. All right, admit that I'm right, for Christ's sakes.
We're giving it time. Axel Schultz is going places.
Oh, man, Axel Schultz.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. It made me laugh. I think that was my laugh of the night was when you said it was.
Well, I have to talk about my wrestling. You see, since I'm here.
What?
And I want to talk about this new regime that the McMahons and Randy Orton and the Shield are all about now.
There you go. What would you name this? All right, let's. You gotta have a name for a faction. What do you name this faction of Triple H, Stephanie, and the Shield?
I would call it Immortal 2.0.
You're just full of amazing ideas. Immortal 2.0. Reference TNA angle that everyone just loves.
Look at that. You have Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, and Triple H being like Hulk Hogan, Eric Bischoff, and Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And then
they could also have like a big angle that happens on 10, 13.
And what did they have? They had Jeff Hardy as their world heavyweight champion. So why don't they make somebody like Randy Orton their world heavyweight
champion? You've got it all figured out, Swags. There you go. It's just that. And then I'd put Johnny Nitro in there and they have him revert back to his immortal name. And then all hell would just break loose.
And then they had all the thugs from Immortal, like Jeff Jarrett and whatever they had over there. Now they have the Shield. So, you know, it's
Jeff Jarrett is the equivalent.
I might as well call it Immortal 2.0. Just a copycat.
I just saw in the chat room, Axel Schultz is now trending on Twitter.
Awesome. That just goes to show us we need an In Your Head app.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to do absolutely nothing.
Just like In Your Head.
Just, I don't know, like a WWE app. It's so stupid.
I don't know. They could show video of you, like, scratching your ass during the commercial breaks here.
That'd be good, yeah. Or us getting in a hot tub or something.
There you go.
Dave Meltzer just tweeted that Tom Phillips said Alicia Fox is built just like Jackie Joyner-Kersee. What the fuck does that have to do with anything, Dave Meltzer?
Like, if I had to be in a hot tub with a couple of people, I would want to be in a hot tub with you, Jack, and Cowell.
I don't want to take this.
I ain't no telling how much fun that'd be.
Oh, hot in the hot tub here. Ooh.
Yep.
Why am I wearing a hot top hat here?
Jack, you give me all your games?
Oh, no. That's... I hope Jim Cornette doesn't burn my face.
So what would we do with said hot tub?
We would just drink lots of beer and talk about NWA days.
Sounds like a hell of a time.
Yep.
Just to that point when somebody's just drunk enough.
All right, Swax. This is very interesting. Thank you for calling in. You're a good man.
Yep.
All right, guys. Anything else in the world of professional wrestling you would like to bring up, or should we wrap this boy up?
I don't know. I think Swax has unwrapped all of wrestling for us here. Yeah. It's Immortal 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Jarrett is the Shield.
Hey. Man alive. Good figure.
Well, apparently we'll be the total package. Lex Luger will be coming back to the program very soon.
Oh, excellent.
Talk about his new book.
Big fan of Flexi Lexi.
I am as well. You excited about that intro?
It sounds like good times. Always like talking to Lex Luger. He's a good dude. We talked to him in person, actually.
Mm-hmm. Beat his ass.
I'm not going to beat his ass. Beat your ass.
I'll use
with my arm tied behind my back. No.
There you go. Yeah, that's on you. Yeah! Anything about that, Mr. Tough Guy? Over there with your vine and telling people what to do. Well, I'll tell you to spank my ass with your tongue. What do you think about that?
I'm not going to do it. No siree. Jack, don't you realize that I am the MVP of In Your Head?
Swax?
Swax.
Would you really
ass.
Want to be known as the Swax of In Your Head?
Oh, well, Swax didn't even want to be known as the Swax of In Your Head. He changed his name.
I don't know. Jack? I'm pumped for Lex Luger.
Yes.
Good times.
Lex Luger will be here. We're going to have the Mulkey Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Mike Jackson will be on. Tommy Angel. Dr. Tom Pritchard. Lots of stuff going on here on IYHWrestling.com.
Oh, yeah.
Good times indeed.
Daddy-o. Check us out every Wednesday. 8:05 Standard Eastern Time. You can hear us. Same stream. You know, same channel.
You know the dealio here at IYHWrestling.com, otherwise known as InYourHeadOnline.com, because I'm the Nature Boyle, man! Jackie Jones! And we've got the President Clinton, we got the one-inch biceps! It is happening here in your head. I was going to be here the whole night, but some stuff. My computer died, basically, but it's all up and running again. Mm-hmm. And I will be here next week, sure.
There you go.
I won't be. But
one in one inch. I'm messing up my own name. 1 inch biceps and the Nature Boy, Jackie Jones, here live. Wednesday next week.
Yes. I'll be going to Kokomo
the week after that.
Yes.
So you're finally going to go to Kokomo, are you?
I keep calling it Kokomo, but it's not Kokomo. It's Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo. We're going to Kalamazoo for the Freaks and Geeks Kalamazoo Horror Fest. And myself and Ebba Lecter will be hosting a contest there. People will make
like fake trailers, kind of like at the beginning of Grindhouse.
Uh-huh.
And you bring them to the show, and they're going to play them in front of the audience in the theater, and they will be judged by myself and Annabelle Lecter. And the winner gets like a big, big Freaks and Geeks trophy.
Cool,
cool. We got to get some video for that Nature Boy trailer.
That would be sweet. Nature Boy trailer.
Yeah, that'd
be a good time. So check out freaksandgeeks.com. DDP is going to be there doing some yoga. Sid Haig, Dick Warlock.
Like Dick Warlock.
They'll all be doing yoga.
DDP will talk you into doing yoga. He's very good at that. Be good times.
Hell yeah. Alrighty, everybody. Check us out next week.
Right. Right here, 8:05 p.m. Eastern. Do it!
This is Scott Flash Norton. You're listening. In Your Head, online.com. You change that channel, and I'll come and hunt you down.